InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I say it. The news is spectacularly evil, spectacularly disgusting, spectacularly good, spectacularly amazing, innovating, exciting. It's just the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the way the universe works. And I just have to be a good boy and not belabor each big story. I just got to hit it, lay out the facts, and move on, because believe me, we need to get to all this. This is amazing. I can't pull myself away. As you see on X, I'm up posting stuff at 1 a.m., 3 a.m. I don't even drink coffee past about noon anymore. I just can't sleep anymore. I guess I'm getting older or whatever. I sleep like 3 hours. I just cannot stop. I have been nonstop studying at least 8 hours today. It's insane. And now I'm sitting here and I realize this is insane amount of stuff. I mean, each one of these and the battle plan to beat the enemy. I mean, I know how to beat them at every front. And I'm not bragging about that. It's just a fact. First off, this is not a retreat in Minnesota. I started saying weeks ago and intensely last week and through the weekend. And I reached out to some people over the weekend and they said, no, we agree with you. I said, you can't send ICE in with tens of thousands of people attacking them and then not expect things to get out of control. I said, you either got to have the Insurrection Act, you got to pull them up back. And I said, they're going to call it a retreat. You heard me say this on their Sunday and Monday, right before Trump did it. It's not that. It is a reorganization, recalibration. And I said on air last week and Sunday, I said, why don't you stick them at the local military base? Why don't you put trailers out there and keep them there? I mean, this is a war. They're doing that. And I'm not saying they're following every suggestion I have. You just notice every suggestion I ever put out, they later do, because I know the facts. So they got some other people that are smart, too, and that have studied history. They attacked another hotel that had the Border Patrol chief in it last night. And the police finally came and cracked heads and drug the criminals away. And that's all because Tim Walz said, okay, I'm going to work with Trump. And the cops were like, okay, now we won't get fired if we do our job. So it's truly disgusting. And, of course, the Border Patrol head is being sent back to their main base in California, and he's about to retire. I think he did a great job. But, you know, the fact that they're chopping his head off when he was just ordered to do all this with not enough people, I think that's not really a good move overall. But I don't know all the particulars on the other side. Now Homan's being sent out there. And I've said this 100 times, I'll say it again. If the DOJ doesn't cut the head off the snake, you got Ellis, the Attorney General, you got Ilhan Omar, you got Mayor Fry, you got Governor Walz up to their eyeballs running the fraud. It's cut and dry. And we'll get to that coming up. Huge proof. Nuke them. Indict them. Stop fighting the tentacles. Go for the heart. Damn it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, here are the big stories I'm going to cover today, and I'm going to open the phones up and take a lot of your phone calls in the next 4 hours. Okay, first off, Trump is not retreating. ICE is not retreating in Minnesota. They are moving to a military base, and they are recalibrating. And I've been saying for a week, this needs to happen. You cannot send small numbers of federal agents out into these rat's nests where they're being viciously attacked and shot at and everything else. And then when the leftist goons that are basically out there sacrificing themselves, the equivalent of suicide bombers, you know, death by cop, it will be spun against the administration. So Trump is not in retreat. The administration has listened to me and listened to others. And the word I'm getting is they're removing the Border Patrol head, letting him retire, because he was too optimistic and thought they could handle this and do all this. But I still think they're blaming him, and that's wrong. Anybody can look at what's going on there and see you can't send four agents out to a neighborhood of people that are about to attack them to arrest some child molester. You've got to have the forces to be able to control the situation. And I understand they're working with what they've got. They've got a constitutional duty. That's why I've called them heroes, because they're David versus Goliath. I mean, just like you, I watch these clips all day, and I see people completely outnumbered, being screamed at, attacked, shot at, bottles bouncing off their heads, everything else. And then I just see a media totally doxing them, demonizing them. I see the Democrat Party with license plate reading systems jacked into the police departments, literally stalking them. I mean, this is a hellish job, and it's a constitutional job. And remember, the Democrats loved killing four citizens on Jan. 6. They love arresting thousands of people. They loved training the police and military under Obama and Clinton to confiscate our guns and have a war with us and blowing up Waco. That's the police state. Federal agents with court orders and warrants going out and arresting people with criminal records, with cities that won't work with them, those people are doing their job. And so a lot of folks try to conflate the two and act like I suddenly love the police state. The police state is a government ignoring the laws and bringing in 20-plus million illegal aliens, over a million kids, half a million that are still missing, sex slavery, you name it, and signing them up for welfare and then siphoning the money off the Democratic Party. That's the lawlessness. They created this crisis that threatens the very existence of this republic. This is a war. And you've had two leftists run out in the middle of these melees in very dangerous situations asking for it. I'm not happy they're dead, because that gives the enemy martyrs. Plus, I'm not happy they're dead regardless. I'm not like the left. But we've got the breakdown on that today. So many clips of prominent leftists calling for violence, talk show hosts calling for violence, and then people publicly saying, yeah, I'm a nurse, I work here, and if any ICE comes in here, I'm going to I'm going to sabotage their medical treatment, and I'm going to kill them. And then you look them up, and they're the nurse there. I mean, this is how crazy they are and also how stupid, which makes them powerful because they're so dumb. That's a form of power, that they're so mindless. They're like a suicide bomber. They're automatons. You're a nurse saying you're going to poison people when they come into your hospital. And these people say their real names and say, and I want you to join me in you know, they're not just spitting on your hamburger when you buy a hamburger. They're not just, I mean, it turned out that they're not feeding police dogs when they put them in private kennels in ICE operations. They kennel their dogs and they go, ICE out. And then another employee says, yeah, I've been told not to feed these canines. And then another employee gets upset about it and gives ICE the information. So the good news is we've got good people out there, but imagine you're going to abuse a dog. There's new footage of just people on travel buses, private charter buses that are all over the country, and the left looks in the windows, and if they see any white people, they start beating on the windows, thinking it's ICE and trying to attack them. They're completely psychotic. I mean, if I was going to kill people, which I wouldn't do, I sure as hell wouldn't be talking about how I was going to do it. I'd go do it. But these people want to get somebody else to do it. So I have countless new videos of them saying, put a bullet in ICE's head, kill them, get the guns, kill them, I'm getting ready to kill them, they say. And they say who they are and say their name and they're proud of it. And then when they get taken off of X or Instagram, the left does GoFundMe for them and whines and says, oh my God, we're being censored. It's not censorship when you say, go kill this group of people. Join me in shooting them, killing them right now. You can't do that. Oh, I'm a nurse at this hospital, and I'm going to start poisoning people and killing them. It's like, what? And, you know, you think about that sometimes. You think about that when you got to go in for a medical procedure or something. These people are going to kill my ass. And they're so dumb, they'll kill you. They'll get caught and go to prison. They're that dumb. They're that dangerous, and they literally think you're Hitler. So we've got all that. Now, this is so big that, and I just learned about it before the show and read the executive order very quickly, and I'm checking some of the laws, but I've got a good idea what this is. And let me just tell you, I got very excited when I saw this. Because they burned down the Palisades on purpose, set the whole thing up, and I'm finally seeing Fox News, which is a bellwether, on every subject saying, no, they deliberately want to get people killed. No, they deliberately burned down the Palisades. No, they deliberately are targeting our children with poison shots. That's Fox News, not just Jesse Waters, but other shows. That shows how mainstream the awakening's gotten. So here's the big bombshell. Trump signs executive order for feds to take over L.A.'s nightmare wildfire rebuild in huge boost for victims. So let's just stop right there. I didn't even know that was the New York Post analysis. I got this 20 minutes before the show started, and I read the executive order, and that's what it says, and it says more. It basically federalizes almost the whole state because they've been deliberately incompetent and sabotaged every level. The reservoirs, the roads, the national parks, especially out west, you know, the feds control the majority of the land still. And, you know, it's bad when you got globalist feds who have, you know, where you can't use the land or whatever, use that as a weapon. It's good when you got a patriot fed, and Trump has a plan to actually sell off most of the federal land to small stakeholders. Which is a great idea, which you're supposed to do. We sell off a lot of it. But the point is that Trump just nuked them from orbit. And I know the federal law. I know the regulations. I know the history. This is all constitutional, especially when you have the direct admitted total mismanagement by design. Then all these laws kick in, and Trump can just basically neuter Gavin Newsom, who has been so arrogant. So quite frankly, I am tempted just to suspend all other coverage and cover this because there is no way to do this properly in even 30 minutes. I mean, this is bombshell. And then you've got all these new developments in and around it that I've been kind of building up the last week that I haven't gotten to that go with this. Benny Johnson went out there a week and a half ago and went to the famous reservoir, 76 million gallons, just built above the Palisades, just for fire. Back then we had governments that cared and said, yeah, you have to have this. They drained it despite no problems with it a month before. Then they lied and claimed it was filled, but won't let anybody in. People are suing to see it. Well, Benny just flew a damn drone over it. The son of a bitch is empty. And they have put in state and federal filings it's full. When you realize the level of these crooks, folks, that's because if there's more fires, they want more to burn down. They wouldn't send fire engines that night till the next morning. That's on record. I told you they declared a 15-minute city, and he declared a state emergency and said that he's over, who can rebuild? And I told you they wouldn't let anybody rebuild. They've let no one rebuild. I think it's six homes that were globalist insiders who have been allowed to begin. No one else can do anything. And remember, the mayor goes, oh, no, we'll let you start next week. All lies. And they're coming in. They got rid of everybody's insurance, you know, like the month before, half the people's insurance. This is a plan, people. And now they're going to build high-rises for illegal aliens and all the rest of it. It's going to be a smart city. I told you 2 days into it, that was the fact. And Elon Musk reposted my video about it where I predicted it all. And MSNBC attacked me. And Jen Psaki said, look how insane Jones's video and post is. And Elon Musk retweeted it. This is insane. And I lay out everything in the four-minute video that's now happened with total precision because it's a damn enemy formula. In fact, Rob Dew, about 2 months ago, I wanted to do a redive on this, another deep dive on there. I didn't. He created like 20 videos. But if you get him to find that in his computer, just pull that. You know what? I'll do this next hour. Okay? I don't want to like half-ass this. I mean, I have them. I have them. We have them. Okay, you have to admit, though, they're totally evil. They did it on purpose, okay? I mean, hundreds of things had to do with precision perfectly to do this, okay? Not cutting the brush, leaving the power on, lying and saying they didn't, draining the water, ordering the stand down of the fire department. When they announced the month they drained the citizens' inspections twice a year, the month they drained the reservoir, they knew the forecast coming with the high winds. And it was unusually dry, they ordered the fire departments to not test the water mains or the fire hydrants, and then they even reprimanded some of the fire stations that still tried to go out and do it, and they ordered them not to. You know why? There was no water in them. You don't just drain the reservoir. You order the fire department to not check them. And so some of the fire offices, stations went, that's weird. They went and checked them and said, hey, there's no water in these. And they got reprimanded by the fat lesbian that can barely walk upstairs, but she's a big fat Mexican, so it's okay. And remember, she said, I don't need to be able to pick up anybody. You shouldn't be in your house. Yeah, you know, something falls on you, you're an old lady, whatever. Yeah, you don't need a fireman to come in and come and give me a break. They made the new fire chief in New York another ugly lesbian. Nothing against lesbians in general. It's not that I'm upset that you like women. It's that along with all your stuff comes your idiocy and your hatred and your incompetence. I mean, you know, quite frankly, I think you shouldn't be a fire person unless you can bench press 300 pounds. And if you're a woman, you can do it. Good for you. And if you can put a 250-pound man on your back and walk a mile like they make the men do or walk upstairs with it, go ahead. But you can't do it, woman. Are there some women, a small percentage, that can do that? Yeah. And they usually got double chromosome disorders. That's not bad. That's how God made it work. You know, there's a lot of disorders where you don't end up with Down syndrome. You end up super strong. Most of the powerlifters and people in the Olympics and all that and the top NFL people, you know, they've all got those different chromosomal disorders where they got the double this, the double that. Yeah, they're supermen. And you got some women that got that. And they can just compete with the average male when they got the super genes. Now, a woman like that goes up against a male that's got the super genes. You can't do jack crap. And you ask why so many African blacks in America, this is an interesting fact, compared to African counterparts, are so much stronger and stuff. It's true, there was slave breeding programs here in the United States. They didn't know what genetics were. They just knew that guy's really big and strong. We're going to breed him with 20 women. And, well, that guy happened to have that mutation, so boom. Now you get $40 million a year or whatever it is in the NFL. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the reality. So that is coming up next hour. I mean, it's so easy to indict them. And speaking of that, that's the other, oh, there's so much. Benny Johnson again did what Sarah Gonzalez has done and what Nick Shirley has done and what the great James O'Keefe has done. The great, because he was the trailblazer. I mean, I did some stuff before him, but not the level. It's not about that. It's about the greatness of others emulating. They just go to the state and federal records. You know how Ilhan Omar has gone from no money in a few years to $30 million, and then her husband's got, looks like, even more? Yeah, there's hundreds of millions. They launder money, folks. And they've now gone to their businesses, and there's nothing there, including a winery. And how's the winery? The first year it opened made $6 million selling wine. And there's no wine. There's no offices. There's no nothing. Because she thought the DOJ was under the Democrats' control and she could do whatever she wanted. Now, the problem is, Ellison, the AG who's involved, he's not going to prosecute her at the state level. And Pam Bondi literally sounded like a five-year-old girl going, I sent a very strong letter to Tim Walz. Wow. I'm sure the communist Chinese agent is very scared right now. You know Tim Walz, that whole sweet Leave It to Beaver talk. Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Tim Walz. Welcome to Mr. Rogers. That's not who he is behind the scenes. That is a psychotic killing machine. My skin crawls. Right? And of course, he had his employee trying to murder all the Democrats that were cutting his funding. He is a communist Chinese murder machine. I guarantee you, you get locked up with that guy. You think you can with a wimp? You close the doors on him and you're in a knife fight with him. You better defend yourself. He's coming. That is a Chinese special operations operative. Actual Chinese agent. And they got new footage of Ellison when he was lower level government saying, I pledge allegiance to Somalia. Everything I do is to serve you. On Somali TV in Somalia. In English. You notice when Ilhan Omar gets up, she goes, I pledge allegiance to Somalia. And her uncle, we pledge allegiance. Everything is for Somalia, nothing for America. It is a cult. And he's on Somali TV pledging allegiance, saying, everything I do is for you. Because to get in a gang like that, you got to pledge allegiance to the pirate captain and say, I am in your club. Just like you go through boot camp and successfully, you're a Marine now. Or you're in the Army, or you get your medical degree. These people are they are in their club, and that is to rob America. That is to steal you blind. That is to hurt your family. That is to chop your son's penises off as trophies of their power and total submission. Oh, I love the Tim Walz where he sits down for a press conference and then goes, oopsie, I didn't change the flag. I had a little celebration before he puts up the Somali flag, and that's what it is. Yeah, let's play this with audio. Let's, oh, look at that demon pissing in your face, removing your flag. That's a sign of you're conquered. Yeah, start it over with audio.
Officials are thinking about what will happen.
Let's just start over. I love this. Let's just, I know you guys are showing me
right. That's better.
Let's do it again.
All right, ready.
Let's just stop.
Whoa,
a minute. Wait a minute. We're going to do this right. Let's just stop. I'm going to have about 30 seconds of silence. Just chill, relax, enjoy everything's going to be good. And then just, now here's Walls. Go ahead. Oh, we didn't do it again. Let's stop. Hey, this time's going to be the charm.
There, that's better.
Let's just do it again.
All right, ready.
Let's do it again. We're gonna, in fact, just loop it till the end of the segment. Just loop this video. Loop it.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
The whole rest of the show, 4 hours I'm doing this.
There, that's better. All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
Here's her Somali flag. So funny to him.
There, that's better. All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
You know how happy this makes the Somalis who are all into conquering and ruling? The little tribe of Somalis that rules over the Somalis that only let their ruling class tribe of inbred space alien people in. Go look up videos around the regions of Somalia. They don't look anything like those space alien people. They just look like Kenyans, basically. Good-looking people. When you see a Somali here, that's an inbred lunatic that thinks it's God. And then it hooks up with Tim Walz, and you got a real problem on your hands. All right, great job. Thanks, Drew. And again, I am hyper... white hot today. I am super pissed off and super geared up. And I'm going to do the very, very best job I can here to get to all of this. But I'm going to cover Trump basically federalizing most of California and taking control of the fire response, the reservoirs, the response in the Palisades, because they're not letting anybody rebuild. They're taking everybody's property. They've got their admitted plan to run their crime and then take all the rebuilding money and give it to Gavin Newsom through a company he set up. It's just the naked brazenness of this makes the Somalis blush. The Somalis are like a peewee team for football, Pop Warner, whatever, and California, Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi are the Super Bowl champion team, okay, NFL. So we're going to be getting to this, the start of the next hour, with all the proof and just a recapping of this, but it is, again, so staggering. And you can go back to Elon reposting reports I did in mid-January, predicting everything that would happen, and everything I said happened exactly as I said. And then I said, Trump has got to go after this. And I said, when they don't rebuild, when they take the property, which they told Trump they weren't going to do, I said, Trump, then you got to go after Newsom. And I understand Bondi won't do it. So he has to get rid of Bondi. I mean, they're getting rid of the head of the Border Patrol or demoting him before he retires, taking him from field command, who's a great guy and at least took action. And instead, you know, Pam Bondi is running around up there with Democrat Party operative Todd Blanche. I'm going to throw up. But Trump's got the right action with the executive order. Now let's see it implemented, is what I'm saying. But first, when we come back, Ilhan Omar caught red-handed in massive money laundering fraud. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line. This is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, we're going to show you the Attorney General of Minnesota pledging allegiance to Somalia in Somalia. In English. Okay? We're going to show you Ilhan Omar with zero money coming in, making $6 million in the first year of her wine company last year. And then the question, where is the Justice Department? I am as clean as a whistle in business. A Boy Scout. I've had the DOJ up my rear end with a magnifying glass for years trying to find something. They've had grand juries open on me around the country. You've seen it in the news. Just looking for something. The wire fraud, the money laundering is open and shut on her ass. And Ellison is involved as well, and so is Walls, and so is Fry. Every one of those dirtbags. And yes, the DOJ says now they're looking at it. We'll get to that in a second. But first, TheAlexJonesStore.com has come out with some of the best designs yet in ball caps and t-shirts, in my opinion. I designed the Gulf of America shirt. Classic, you know, girls in bikinis with palm trees, setting sun, Gulf of America. I figured it'd be a bestseller. It still is. I designed it. I'm not saying I'm the best, but people liked it. I designed this. America Supply Company, established 1776, in cream color shirts, black shirts with white on it, white on black. There's a whole bunch of designs, and these badass ball caps in black and in tan. And maybe you don't have my taste. My marketing plan is what I think's cool. I think you're like me. This is a fun hat. It funds our operation. And I have gotten compliments for it. Bottom line, I'm not going to belabor what's going on. You notice we're still here. I am suing the living hell with three different court actions of the Democrats and their law firms and their operatives. Our big civil rights suit has been ready for weeks. They keep adding more. We were going to file it like today. Then the blizzard hit and a bunch of stuff. But that's imminent. And that's going to blow you away what's in there. You think you know the stuff that went on. Wait. The point is, I am in defense mode and offense mode. I am completely surrounded and fighting in every direction. And that's what the Marine Corps general said in that big battle in Korea. They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack from all directions. And they did, and they won. And the 3 million Chinese withdrew. The point is that this is toe-to-toe. And I could spend hours and show you this and show you that about how intense it is. But just like when I tell you silver and gold's going to do this, it did. Or I tell you Trump's going to win the popular and the electoral, and he did. And then they're going to create ICE riots, and they did. Because I know what I'm doing, okay? That's why they want me off air. And when I tell you that I need your support, you're not buying the products, so I can go to fancy parties and wear tuxedos. You're buying the stuff so the crew can stay in place. We can fight these legal battles, stay on air, and win. So just like Colonel Travis the Alamo sent his letter saying, I need help, but regardless, victory or death, that's where I'm at. I'm going to keep swinging no matter what. But they couldn't get help there in time, and that's fine. You've been helping. That's why we've survived so long. It's been like Alamo after Alamo, one battle after the next. Pun intended. But when I tell you that Ultra Methylene Blue is the best methylene blue I've ever had, and it's so good for your body and gives you such clarity, focus, and energy, it is amazing. It ain't hype, brother. I mean, have you not seen 98% of what I say is dead on? And the times I'm wrong is because the enemy changes its plans. Which I want to get a big enough audience of awake people to have enough effect where individuals, governments, corporations listen, and we can stop the enemy because I can tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And I know you guys are smart. Most of you, I talk to you on the street all the time. You guys will tell me stuff that's smarter than what I come up with. I mean, I know you're smart, too. The point is, we got to get this message out to a lot of people. Point is, we know what we're talking about. To the left and the mainline Republicans and all the regular candy asses, as anti-globalist patriots, we were the ones that were right. Everything we talk about is now admitted. We've been vindicated on every front. Is it not important to keep this message on the air stronger than ever for the new challenges we face? So, yesterday I plugged the new amazing nootropic natural energy shot with no letdown, no toxic chemicals, no dyes. It's got huge dosages of amazing super nutrients in it. And it's a whole bunch of these come in each case. It is a really good deal compared to the toxic energy shots that work but have bad letdowns. And it's called Mind Fuel. There's a lot more bottles coming each one. I don't know why. They just put a few of the bottles out. It's jam-packed with bottles. We're going to do some new B-roll. Yeah, that's what comes in it. So I'm very, very excited about Mind Fuel from the same folks that developed Optimal Human. And I'm not going to go over everything that's in it, but Alpha, GPC, Citrulline, DMAE, GM, GABA. It's got a adaptogenic herbal proprietary blend, a whole bunch of concentrated herbs that are good for you. It's got powerful electrolytes and B vitamin spectrum. It's amazing, and it funds this operation. If you like the other products or love the other products, you're going to love this. And I forgot to mention yesterday when we plugged this, that you get a free bottle of Atomic Defense with every single order. What's an Atomic Defense? Concentrated kitchen sink. Concentrated kitchen sink. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the concentrated turmeric, on and on and on and on and on and on, and on. So that you get everything you need, and it's not just good for your immune system, it's good for everything. But during the winter, you're crazy if you're not taking this with all the stuff going around and going on. So a free bottle when you get a case of the new amazing product, Mind Fuel, at thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm telling you right now, we're not just waking the public up. We have the ear of the White House. We have the ear of the governors. We have the ear of foreign governments to the point of when I'm criticizing the DOJ, I get the call, oh, hey, meet with us. We want to work with you. We want to help you. And I'm like, I don't want to be helped with my issues. I want you to take down the globalist. So there's no point of that. I want you to start indicting the Democrats. I want you to save the, oh, I'm sorry, you are a Democrat, Todd Blanche. I'm sorry, you can't do that. And so I know what that means in 3 years, they get back in. I know what it means for me. That's okay. I'll never surrender. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I can't be bought. I can't be made to run. You know, that's in Country Boys Can't Survive. Hank Williams Jr., he says, because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Well, you can starve me out. And so that's the bottom line. I will fight as hard as you share the articles and videos and as hard as you pray and as hard as you buy the products. It's real simple. You should just make the decision to go get the ultramethylene blue, to get the Shilajit, to get the new products, to get the bovine colostrum, see what you like, you're going to love it all, and then become a subscriber, cancel any time, get huge discounts when you do, so it always gets mailed to you, become a VIP for $30 a month, know you're supporting us, get $40 to spend when you spend $30. It's simple. Become a VIP, get $40, spend $40 in the store each month, know you supported us, get a great deal. That's the commitment I'm asking from those of you on the fence that have never actually supported this broadcast. If I plugged one time a day and we got the funds we need, I would just do one plug a day. I don't. I don't like living on the edge of the red or in the red. As soon as I get back in the black, back in the red. I will fight as hard as you energize me. I don't make my money laundering money or stealing taxpayer money. I don't get my money from Israel or Qatar or the Republicans or Democrats. I get it from you. You want to know who funds this operation? Look in the mirror. All of our success is because of you. God working through you. I want to thank those that have supported. Been blown away with the products. Yeah. Were you disappointed? No. 84% reorder rate on methylene blue? Nobody's got that. 70%+ on the other products? Nobody's got that. You know, in the industry, it's like a 10% reorder even of good products. That's how great the products are and how loyal you are. Thank you. And it's that tiny percent that actually support that did all of this. So when you call in and you start telling me how you supported and thanking me, I want you to stop. And I want you to look in the mirror and thank yourself because we're in this together. I need you. It's ass backwards when you thank me. I'm thanking you not to kiss your ass because it's true. You need to get it turned around in your head. You decide if the dog hunts. You hold the keys to destiny in your hands. You need to let that burn into your brain. I am 1,000,000,000% committed to this fight. But you are the wind in the sails of this sailing ship. And if there is no wind, no matter how much will I've got, I can't sit there and blow at the sails and make it go forward. You hold the keys to your own destiny. And when you back organizations and individuals that have proven they're committed to you, that have proven that they have the destiny of victory in their hands, you're simply taking providence that God gave you in your hands and executing on it. There is nowhere that you can spread the word about that's more effective. There is nowhere where you can spend money where it's more effective than the enemy being taken down. And there's nowhere for the money you spend, you're going to get better products. It is the trifecta. All right, let me stop. So, Ilhan Omar put on her taxes that she went from getting into Congress 6 years ago from zero money, they're $44, sorry, to $30 million. Now, it turns out her husband's got even more money, and he didn't have any. Not her brother, she got remarried, the second husband. Now, you know with these fraudsters that I'll assure you they're not reporting all their money. So if her and her husband have got around $80 million that they just magically found, you know it's a lot more than that. So here's an article about it, how the company started a year ago with $1.2 million. Guess how much it made last year? Well, Benny Johnson went and got the latest numbers. So those numbers are old. And wait until you hear how much money she magically made. Even though you can check the records, there's no business, there's no wine, there's no grapes. There's nothing, just like all the other businesses. So where are they making the money? That's the money laundering. Is, oh, this hamburger place makes all this money, but it's not even open. And you simply flood the money she's getting from other people where she gets a cut into it. So now she's under DOJ investigation. But notice, again, it's citizen journalist, the great Benny Johnson, who goes and digs into it. We'll show it to you on screen. And then what do we find? But don't look for Ellison, the attorney general of the state, to anything, because he's been recorded when Somalis were already under investigation a few years ago saying, don't worry, I'll kill these investigations. And that's why on the sides of their businesses, their leering centers, they put the phone number to the governor or to the attorney general. So when inspectors from the city or county come, or maybe the feds, they say, you know what? Call the governor. Call Ellison. That is their arrogance of these people. Because they're just the bag men. So here's Benny Johnson's report.
I just investigated Ilhan Omar's official financial disclosures, and what I found was so dark and criminal, I don't know how she gets out of this without going to jail. Have a look at this. Here's Ilhan Omar's financial disclosure from the Congressional Record, year 2023. I want to bring your attention to this company right down here, Est Crew LLC. This is a winery in Santa Rosa, California. It's not doing that well. The total value of the winery is listed at $15,000, and Ilhan Omar's barely making any money off of it at all. Hardly enough to pay a parking ticket. Okay, that's fine. Nothing really mysterious there. Businesses fail all the time. But go ahead and look at her filing for 2024, and you'll find that Est Crew Winery, the same company, in the same location, is now worth $5 million. That's incredible. Up from $15,000. And now Ilhan Omar's making enough to pay rent. So this must be one of the most successful companies ever. Let's go ahead and check in on this winery. You know, maybe we could buy some wine. I like wine. Why not? Let's see if we can buy some Est Crew Winery. Here's Est Crew's social media Facebook page. You'll see here that the last post, oh no, was in 2023. Wasn't this the year that they were supposed to, you know, go really big and make Ilhan Omar millions of dollars? Same thing on their Instagram, and they don't have an X. So let's go ahead and check their official website. What is Est Crew? We are winemakers and memory curators, okay? Est Crew Winery has a bunch of brands that's led by these people. Creators of eye-catching labels. So I'm sure I can go and get some of their wine, right? Well, they don't have any activities here. So maybe I could just go to their location and buy some of their wines, or maybe give them a call. Let's try and go to their location here. This is the Google Street View. of Est Cru Winery, and what you'll find here is an empty parking lot. Doesn't actually look like an operational business. Certainly isn't the same name. So, okay, let's go ahead and give them a call. See if maybe they pick up. Let's go ahead and call the number on the webpage.
Let's go ahead and give them a call and find out. Oh, no. User busy.
There's the number. You can call it, too.
Well, I've done this like 20 times today.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Okay. So that didn't work.
But it just made $6 million last year.
Wine? In this wine company? Is there anything about wines? Because I see like stuff about events, but like, what is this exactly? Aren't you supposed to sell wine at your wine company? Where are your wines? Oh, there are no wines. You want to know why? Because this is a fake company. Rep Ilhan Omar's husband accused of swindling investors in their California winery. They stole millions from cannabis growers. You see here, here's the lawsuit right here, saying that Tim Minette, was Ilhan Omar's third husband, swindled his investors and defrauded them. How did Minette get this relationship? Well, the current Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, he used to work for him.
Oh.
Isn't that curious? Keith Ellison, the same guy who refuses to look into any of the Somali fraud.
Oh.
So this company was sued for being a fraudulent company. And the New York Post says the exact same thing, as the House is now probing the mystery of Ilhan Omar's skyrocketing wealth. They said that Ilhan Omar went from being one of the poorest members of Congress, worth negative $65,000, to being one of the richest, worth $30 million. Here's a rare photo of one of their wines that they allegedly made, The Devil's Lie. But the entire company is actually a lie. It's not a lie to Ilhan Omar, though.
Can't make that up.
To list an enormous amount of her income and an enormous amount of her net worth to this fake winery. This winery is not worth $5 million. The winery doesn't even exist. It's fake. It's fraudulent. They need to investigate this right now. This is a lie. And maybe it's the devil's lie.
But in her filings, she's made all these millions and millions and millions, but there's nothing being sold because she has to say the money she's getting somewhere else is from that. Classic money laundering. And if you add in there another million in there, it's over $6 million, actually. So, yeah. And they're going for broke, folks. And any state reps that vote against funding all these programs, they get shot at their house by Tim Walz's appointee, who then writes a letter to the public saying, no, I was there to kill them for Tim Walz to blame Republicans. I predicted it 4 days before it happened. I said, maybe on this No Kings protest, June 14th, maybe they'll kill Democrats and blame Trump. Oh, they did blame Trump. They blamed Trump and me. His roommate said he liked me and Trump. Sure, he did. Sure. So now let's go to this report. Fox News monitoring Somali television programming, and they unearthed new video from then Congressman and now Attorney General Keith Ellison and the city council candidate, now Mayor Jacob Fry, pledging allegiance to Somalia. Here it is.
The Saturday in America team just uncovered new sound. We've been monitoring Somali TV. Our producer, Jay Kaz, and back in 2014, then Congressman Ellison authored the Money Remittances Improvement Act, which streamlined the process for immigrants to send money overseas. And Ellison said that the goal was to keep the money flowing to Somalia.
Many banks have been dropping out of helping to do the transaction between the United States and Somalia. So I wanted to work on the Somali side of the equation to try to see what we could do to make sure that we move those transactions along.
Now, that's never before seen footage here on Fox News. And in that same interview, then Congressman Keith Ellison encouraged people to help Somalia any way they could.
Somalia needs everything. So whatever you can do, come do it. If you are good at music and art, write a song about Somalia. If you're good at writing newspaper articles, tell people about it. If you're good at internet stuff, help build the network and build the bandwidth of Somalia. If you're good at construction, build a building, come build a road. And if you can't do any of those things, give money to people who can do it, but do something.
And he's now the Attorney General of Minnesota here in the United States. We also unearthed an old interview of then City Council candidate Jacob Frey saying government officials need to help the Somali community thrive.
We're doing some phenomenal work with the Somali community right now, and we'd like to continue that. This is a community that is thriving, that's on the verge of absolutely amazing things, and we need to make sure we have government officials that are helping them along to make sure that not just they thrive, but the rest of our city thrives as well.
We asked both Ellison and Frey for comment, and we invited them to join us here on the show, and neither of them answered, but we are bringing those interviews to light for the very first time.
Well, there you go. There's a really excellent article. What are Dems hiding in Minnesota? Well, we know what they're hiding. We know exactly what they're doing. So the Justice Department for a few weeks has been investigating her. Why weren't they investigating her a year ago? I want action. Got a lot of fire under the Trump administration. Comment on Truth Social. Call the White House. Call your congresspeople. Trump listens. He's just as pissed as you are, but he's got a lot going on. You got to keep this front and center. And Walls is heavily involved. Ellison, Frey, Omar, this is open and shut. And by the way, when you go to theellisonstore.com, we actually have products for sale that are in stock, unlike their $6 million winery they say they got money from. And there's no wine sold for years on it. And there's no wine available to distributors or anybody else. Again, it's so ridiculous. Now investigators have gone to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of so-called businesses in Ohio and Texas and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Oregon and Washington State and New York that are Somali-owned, and there never anybody there. There's never children, never medical workers. Most of the time it's a P.O. box, raking in millions a year. Fraud on top of fraud, on top of lies, on top of scams. It's incredible. Now, when we return, hour number two, Trump is federalizing much of California, striking back and coming right out and saying it. We know what you did. Pelosi crime syndicate with your nephew Newsom burning down the Palisades. Trump just completely federalized the Palisades response. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
There ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Well, it's time for the good old boys, every race, color, and creed, to get going. Because if this Texan could wreck the living shit out of the New World Order in 32 years, what can you do? Because I bet on you. And let a bunch of scum rule over us and roll over to this crap? No. We come back in the next segment because I don't want these stations to miss this. Much stations don't care this first five. I am going to hit Trump's executive orders on California, and this is more like it, baby. This is more like it. This is exciting as hell. So share the live feeds at Real Hawk Shows on X now, Infowars.com/show, Band on Video and Rumble. Do it now. Paul Revere's. Take action. I'm counting on you. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globals call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that champion of the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump administration is not in retreat in Minnesota, having the Border Patrol pull back to station them at a nearby military base. They know the left's getting ready to stage false flags. They've taken my advice, other people's advice, to recalibrate and prepare for the new, even more powerful offensive that's going to deal with a lot of economic pressure and sanctions and pulling federal funding. And that's why you suddenly see Walz ordering the state police and others to actually help shut down the left that was attacking hotels and innocent people last night. That's coming up, though, when I'm done with this. Trump is on the offense. I have harped on this. Many others have. It was not incompetence that burned down the Palisades. It was not incompetence that burned down Lahaina in Maui. They tried to turn it into a 15-minute city with Bill Gates running it. They voted no. They left all the brush up, left the power lines on when high wind came, denied them the water from the reservoir the month before to fill their firefighting reservoir, plenty of water there, burned it down. And I said next will be something like the Palisades, because it was the next most expensive real estate other than Palm Beach in Florida. And we knew that they, for decades, the fire department said, cut the brush. They hadn't cut it in 40 years. They, around the power lines. And you're supposed to cut the power of the power lines when the high winds come. They normally did that. Didn't do that in January of last year. And it goes on and on. They drained the reservoir that was built just for fire, 76 million gallons. 1 month before, said it was for repairs. There was no repairs. Now, Benny Johnson goes out there 2 weeks ago. They say on the state website and in federal filings that the reservoir is operating and full of water. It's drained. We have footage of that. Then they lied and said they turned the power lines off. We had the footage of them on in the fires. Then they ordered no extra engines that night to go to the fires. They ordered the fire department a month before to not test, as they were supposed to do twice a year in December. They do it in July and December. All the water mains. You know, you drive around your neighborhood, you routinely see a fire department testing a water main. You'll see a fire department guy get out. He'll turn it on, run a bunch into the ditch, close it again. They had to order them not to because they just drained the reservoir up on the mountain that was built just for those fire mains. at every level, they did an incredibly competent criminal mastermind job. This is like Ocean's 11 or something. Okay? This is Mission Impossible. I mean, they didn't overlook anything. Then they hired a bunch of 400-pound fat lesbians to run everything, who literally said, you fall down your house and you're stuck under a burning beam, I'm not going to help you. I don't need to even be able to do one push-up. I'm a fat lesbian. Remember those clips? They weren't involved. They're just useful idiots. But the communist mayor, Bass, an intelligence agent of Cuba, she admits she was. And then Trump goes out there a week after the fires and says, I want permits in 1 week. Let them rebuild. She said, of course, 1 week, we promise. Here we are a year later, and they've let six houses begin permitting out of 40-something thousand. They declared it a UN city. They declared an emergency, so the governor heads up a task force that does the investigation. It all flows through his office. When he talks about it, he starts with that little dance thing he does because he's so the little celebration dance because he is a hardcore psychotic criminal and the nephew of Nancy Pelosi and their crime syndicate. He kept his fancy five-star French restaurants open the entire time during COVID and had lavish meals, got caught on photos, no mask, but you had to stay locked in your house. Pelosi, she didn't wear a mask. She went and got her hair done. These are monsters. So I've said, Trump, you talked about them draining the reservoirs before it even happened. You know they've drained the reservoirs into the ocean so the farmers don't get the water that naturally comes down out of the sky. Federalize it. Most of that land's federal. And under the law, when you have an emergency zone and people are being denied their rights, the feds can come in. That's the federalist system. And so Trump signed an executive order today. And I read the executive order and I said, wow, this has teeth. And it's not just about the Palisades, it's about the whole state. And then I noticed that Fox News and New York Post, they concur with their analysis. Trump signs executive order to take over L.A.'s nightmare wildfire rebuild. But it's not just Palisades. It's all those federal lands, those federal mountains, those reservoirs that I'm going to tell you again. They drain to the ocean and do not give to the farmers. That's been going on since Obama. Some of the best growing land in the world. Nothing being grown because they want to drive the farmers out. Then they'll say, oh, it's because of a fish that lives in these reservoirs that isn't even indigenous to America. They took hundreds of thousands of acres around Austin in the early 90s for the golden cheek warbler that isn't even endangered. And after they took the land, eminent domain from all these farmers and ranchers, they turned around and took the restrictions off and built all these palatial mansions. And it all goes through Kirk Watson, the state senator, who is the mayor, who owned the bank that did the deal originally. See, I know about these things personally, watching it. That's just one case point. This is organized crime. Just like Nero burned down Rome so he could expand his palace, he got out of hand and burned down most of the city. He only wanted part of it burned down. These guys are doing that. So I want to go over this executive order that has got teeth after teeth after teeth, like razor sharp shark teeth here. Now, Trump knows the DOJ won't do anything for him, but he can regulatorily, through the other agencies, get a lot done. And his other regulators, Bessent and Kennedy and many others, are doing what he says. And you notice he just keeps winning in federal court because what he does is so cut and dry constitutional. Every day, these Article III judges that have blocked him get overturned. Here's one today. Trump admin wins appeal of ICE injunction in Minnesota. Agents can defend themselves against attackers. Oh, wow. That was a hard one. And again, Trump puts out an order on the water and he says, oh, we're putting people over fish. The damn Snope isn't even in North American rivers. It got put in there. People use it as a bait fish. It's an ocean fish in the Atlantic, in the Pacific, one of the most common fish in the world. It lives in salt water and fresh. And people have been fishing in those lakes with the damn Snopes. And a bunch get off the hook, and then they have babies, and they go, well, we love the Snope. We can't give the farms water because the Snope needs it. And then they dump the water in the ocean. And then they build reservoirs just over the cities just for fires. So they're right there. Not the giant mountain reservoirs with billions of gallons, but, you know, one with 76 million that the fire department 40 years ago said we need to be able to put out fires, and it would have worked great. But instead, when they turned on the mains, there was no water. Because, again, they said we can't pump water up into the mains. We need to have it up on a mountain. So the mains had their own water system. And a month before, they drained it. And said it was for repairs, but it turned out there was no repairs. Then they said last year, oh, don't worry, we filled it back up. And 2 weeks ago, Benny Johnson flew over it with a drone. They blocked anybody, including law firms, getting on there, but we can fly a drone over. And it drained. But in federal and state filings, it's full. Because they hope another fire comes, because they were able to burn everything down. This is administrative mass murder. So before I go over the executive order, let's go to Benny Johnson first. What an incredible journalist. Every day some new coup thinking, hey, he chose the federal filing, state filing. They say they filled it up. And it's dry as a dry swimming pool. It's dry as the Sahara Desert or Death Valley. But in the filings, it's full. Think of the evil. Think of the premeditation, waiting for the next high wind, waiting to leave the power lines on again, waiting to burn down more people's houses. So Newsom declare an emergency, take it, and issue no rebuilding permits with his crime boss, the Cuban intelligence agent, Ms. Bass. Think of the most evil thing you can think of, and then realize these people have been doing it for decades, and they love evil, and they're way more evil than you can even imagine. So whatever you can imagine, they're doing and more. Here's Benny Johnson.
So we're up here in the Palisades. The entire place just burnt to cinders. And there's a famous, we're here, of course, with Michael, who lost his house as well. And there's a famous reservoir. You can kind of see it right over our shoulders there. And you can't walk up to it. Yeah, right there. Can't walk up to it, but it was famously
can't
empty.
Can't walk up to it because security is guarding it from...
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. So it was really dry up until January. Right after that, you know, they had months and months and record flooding and everything else. And it turned out all the reservoirs, including that one they're supposed to artificially fill with pumps, you know, up to it. But they've left them all, like I said, open so it all drains. And the big mountain ones that are natural, they go out to the ocean. Just wanted to repeat that. Look how lush California is. It's not normally like that, Southern California. It's like a jungle right now. No water, bitch, because it's all drained to the ocean. Yeah. And farmers, you don't get nothing either. Precision raping. Precision fraud. Thoroughbred scamming. Sorry, go back.
Walk up to it, but it was famously
can't
empty.
Walk up to it because security is guarding it from people trying to see that it's empty.
Well, luckily we brought our drone. Let's go ahead and find out what's in the... famous Palisades reservoir that was dry during the fire that burnt everyone's house down.
That is bone dry. There's nothing in there. There's not a drop of water in the reservoir.
Built for fires.
What's wrong with them?
The designer said... You gotta have it.
After all of this, there's nothing.
And pause again, back it up 10 seconds. Imagine that was built 40 years ago. I looked it up. Back then, we had planners in government that was like smart. They weren't perfect. There was still some corruption, but they were like, yeah, it's all dry. You want to build up in here? We can't pump water up to these hills. So we'll just build above it a reservoir for fire only. And they drained the son of a bitch that was full of water a month before they do it. I mean, and now they lie and say it's full again. I mean, again, this is precision fraud. I bet they even claim they pumped it full of water and bought it from some company, and I bet that's a kickback, too. I mean, it's just every level they just steal. Let's continue.
What is wrong with them? They want it to happen again. After all of this, there's nothing in the reservoir. Goodness. Goodness.
Look at that giant thing built to save people.
The houses that survived, they want them gone
and
too.
And properties. Yeah, that's it.
Crazy.
So what does it tell you that it's empty, Mike?
You know, I wish it told me something. They said they were going to fill it. They started filling it. And then, you know, the CEO of the Department of Water and Power decided to drain it again. They keep talking about drinking water. I don't know who's drinking water out of there or why they keep talking about this drinking water. That reservoir was built for one reason and one reason only: protect our community in case of a fire. And that did not happen.
Back when we had planners that built for humans. And again, BlackRock, can't make it up, 7 years before bought the little energy co-op that all the people paid for in Maui that just serves a few towns right there. And they said a few years before the fire, they said, we're not investing in anything carbon. We're not fixing power lines. We're not cutting brush. It's for the earth. They even said that. Knowing when the high winds finally came and the power lines fell, goodbye. Same thing with the Palisades. We have all the footage of that. And them saying the power lines weren't on. People sued, proved they were. We have the video of the power lines falling and satellite photos of all the fires starting. And that wasn't enough. They had Democrat operatives out setting fires everywhere as well. Good little helpers. Good little demons. Good demon. Good gremlin. Now, here's Trump a year ago. It was up, almost up to the day. January last year with Bass. And her lying and saying, yeah, I'll give you permits in 1 week. Six permits have been issued as of when I checked today. Here it is.
This neighborhood rebuilt again. You mentioned a couple of things in terms of us expediting. So I signed executive directives right away so that we could cut the red tape. We could get people back building as fast as possible. And we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
It paused. Back up 10 seconds. I'm sorry. I remember we're on 400-plus stations. I need to always, a lot of TV viewers will, on the X will say, why are you narrating this? I can see it. We're on radio, too. This is from the 24th, just three, 4 days ago, drone footage of nothing rebuilt, okay? And it's on record. They're getting six permits for 40-plus thousand burnt-up structures, businesses, homes, you name it. So, and it's on record they're doing this, but the point is, it's showing footage while Trump and her argue a year ago, almost the day, showing she's a big fat liar. Here it is.
Building as fast as possible, and we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
No, that will not be the case.
Okay, I just hope
that
you're
will
right.
Not, you can hold me to it.
Because four groups said that.
No.
That would be they should be able to do it. They should be able to start tonight.
Oh, that was
that
a city
will
order.
Not be the case. You know, first we have to take
and care they said it again last week, sure 18 months.
Getting rid of the hazardous waste, cleaning things up so that people can start right away. And just like you said, if somebody had their house was destroyed and they're going to rebuild essentially the same, maybe a little bit longer, a little bit higher, they really shouldn't have to go through much of a process. So I want you to know that we are expediting that. We absolutely need your help. We need the federal help.
You got it. I told you. You will have no permit problem. There will be zero delay. And as far as I'm concerned, you already have the permits.
All right. So Trump gave him a year. He revisited it. He just federalized the emergency zone, which Newsom made an emergency zone. So he had full control. But once a state does that and then botches it, now the feds can override that when he does that. So he stepped into it. So Trump has the right intentions. We'll see what the bureaucrats do. Here is Jen Psaki, a month into the fires, attacking Elon Musk for liking and reposting a report I did that will play. It's like an hour-long report, play a few minutes of it, predicting everything that happened. And you go watch this. It's like I had a time machine. I don't have a time machine. I'm not that smart. They're an enemy. They do what they say, like the Podesta plan with the ICE riots. I mean, please, people. They told us in Operation Lockstep, CIA, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, the whole plan, the 6 feet apart, the mask, the shot that erases your immune system. I was on national TV in 2009 saying they're going to make a virus probably in China. Then the vaccine will erase your immune system. How'd I know? It was in the documents. It's in the documents. Oh, to Jen Psaki. Here she is.
With these fires still burning, we are facing important questions about how to mitigate and prevent disasters like this in the future. Fact is, leaders will need to confront a very complicated and challenging reality moving forward. But right now, that is not exactly what is happening. Instead, Donald Trump and his allies are injecting half-truths, misinformation, and flat-out lies in some cases in order to score a version of political points, I suppose. So I guess none of us should have been shocked this week when Elon Musk posted that the Los Angeles Fire Department prioritized DEI over saving lives and homes. That's an exact quote. That appeared to be a disgusting dig at the city's fire chief, Kristen Crowley, who has served in the department for decades, rising through the ranks to become the first female and LGBTQ fire chief in LA's history. Musk also amplified a post this week from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Yes, that guy. He's still around. Alex Jones wrote that Los Angeles fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse. I mean, not sure that guy's okay. Musk responded to that post by writing, "True." Yes, just to repeat here, that's just the richest man in the world and the best friend of the incoming president confirming to his 200 million followers that he thinks the devastating wildfires are a part of a globalist plot.
And when you watch my report, I detail everything exactly as they did it because it's a formula. You know, after you've made instant pancakes 30 times, you don't need to read the back anymore. Instant pancakes. Just add water. Mix it up. Put butter on the pan. Put the pancake on. Flip it. Eat it. But I like to make them scratch. So I get the flour from Italy so it's not toxic. And then I get the egg and I get the milk and I stir it all up and I make those. And it's a formula. And that's how I know what they're going to do. And 100% in their own Podesta plan, once they got the riots first going, then a Trump supporter mows down migrants or protesters, and then a civil war begins. And I have been screaming at the White House that you're setting yourself up. If you don't have Overwatch, if you don't have an ice ghost out, have people videotaping everything from above, and if you're not going to prosecute the people organizing it, the Democrats, you're being set up. And I said it on air, and I said it to the White House. I told them last week, I said, I'm getting on an airplane, I'm coming up there with a bullhorn, I'm going to scream at the White House 5 hours a day. Because I could call Trump and get him on the phone, but he doesn't really remember it, but he'll remember me screaming at him for hours and hours. Because they hear it. And they said, okay, we agree, we'll get on it. And I'm just showing you how responsive Trump is, though. That's a good thing. So it's not a retreat. It is recalibrating to not send out these people outnumbered 100-1 to be set up. I'm surprised they haven't killed more people. My God, they're under attack. Now we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to get to the executive order and the meat and potatoes. But this is fabulous in theory. If he can get the other agencies, because the DOJ is not in this, you notice the other agencies he's got control of, or partial control, he's knocking out of the park. And the Democrats are going to flip out because they are preying on California. They're sucking it dry, Newsom, and the $40-plus billion rebuilding money. This is a real strike on Newsom and on his run for president that's already fired up. So this is good. It's the right thing. And we got their ass on California. We got their ass on the fires. We got their ass on not letting them rebuild. We got their ass on staging it. We got their number. We got their name. This is awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The new amazing product is in stock. A huge case of it for an incredibly low price. The best energy shot you ever had. Totally natural, no letdown. Supercharging with all the super nutrients and more. Mind Fuel. Discounted. Out of the gates. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And limited time. Every order gets a free bottle of our incredible immune-boosting formula, Atomic Defense. Funding the info war and supercharging your body. And then I've launched the American Supply Company, founded in 1776. Great t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Available at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the second American Revolution and vengeance against tyranny worldwide. We don't make our money robbing taxpayers or smuggling in child sex slaves. We don't make our money starting World War III. We make our money selling high-quality products that supercharge your life so we can wage war against corruption. I'll face you. don't make me. I'll fight you. Against tyranny is the animating contest Thomas Jefferson talked about. It is not a wait to fight tyranny. It is stepping into your destiny. They'll never win. Listen to it. And I got the left calling for mass death coming up. I have gigantic Ukraine news. I mean, big as it gets. And more, including your phone calls. Straight ahead. All right. It's important to go back in time before I hit some of this executive order that is just amazing. Trump going into federalized, not just Palisades, but much of California. Because Newsom, by declaring an emergency and doing this and mismanaging it, opens the door to Trump. The courts will try to block it. I predict they'll fail in 95% of it. This is a big deal if Trump follows through. But let's go back to January and February at the time where we laid out what was really happening last year. It's all kind of been proven true. So we get some context, then I'll get to the executive order and move on to the other stories, but this is really important. And you look at what's happening in Los Angeles right now, at every level, at every step of the way, this is not mismanagement. This is perfect administrative, economic, industrial sabotage. This is murder. This is destruction. This is scorched earth. This is siege by design. So this is a designed economic warfare system that they've been developing really since the 50s in the globalist publications and battle plans that we've made films about, written books about, covered ad nauseum here. And they call it the rewilding, the deindustrialization plan, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit. They pass the Club of Rome limits to growth plan, and they list all the things they're going to do. Get rid of farming, most farming, get rid of fertilizer, get rid of the nuclear family, get rid of single family homes, depopulate the planet, not create fire breaks, not touch the wilderness, including in the middle of your city, destroy dams, don't build reservoirs. It's happening everywhere. And then you are made to get all this insurance, and then magically in Lahaina, Maui, right before the fires, they pull people's insurance. Almost everybody's. Magically in the key areas of L.A., pull the insurance 2 months ago. Pull the insurance. And it happens over and over again. Then you've got roving homeless everywhere, 70-plus thousand, 77,000, a small percent, but still a big group. People love to burn things down. You've got leftists constantly getting caught. The big fires last year in, and the year before in Canada, caught leftist, barely makes the news. They are sabotaging your children. They're sabotaging the culture. Cloward and Piven is just one of their public strategies that describe this to collapse society. And they called for an end to industrial civilization. Just type in 1992, Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit passes resolution and treaty to end industrial civilization, post-industrial world. Just type those terms in. You'll be on the UN website. It's like you type in replacement migration, UN, and you'll be on the UN website. You don't have to believe me. Please, go look it up. So, they cut the firefighters. They don't build fire breaks or clean up the brush for decades. Then there's no water to fight the fires. And it's in the key zone where they're going to have the Olympics coming up and build a, quote, smart city, just like Lahaina. And it's the same story over and over and over again.
As he's giving us an aerial perspective to the devastation in the Palisades, Sky 5 unable to fly due to a temporary flight restriction put in place because President Biden is in town. But this is an incredible view of what it looks like from above.
Yeah, we will have more in terms of an aerial perspective, we believe, tomorrow once the sun comes up and we begin to get a good measure of the level of devastation here.
It is Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and I want to be 100% clear about what's happening in California right now. It's not like I'm going to come on the show today and blame the government of California and the Democrats and their policies just because I feel like it. We've been exposing this on my show for at least 25 years, and the different Great Reset, rewilding, post-industrial, Rio de Janeiro, UN 1992 treaty that is doing this all over the Western world by direct policies, what you saw in Lahaina a few years ago, in Maui, what you're seeing now is where, starting in the mid-90s, any leftist-controlled city, including now in Europe, got rid of thousands of years of human understanding, where even in ancient cultures, the Romans, the ancient Gauls in what's France today, the Germans, people in China did this, Africans do it around their villages. You cut the brush back for a long way around your village, around your town. You build fire breaks so that when fires come, they don't jump across and burn down your town. But starting in the mid-90s, they stopped cutting the brush, and a lot more. We'll explain it all when we come back.
All right, so what are you hearing about what people are saying out there, Mike? You've done some reporting.
Well, good to be with you, Jesse. I mean, the firefighters themselves have been demoralized by what's going on. They know how to do their job, and they hadn't been allowed to do it. They should have been mobilized as early as January 3rd. They got the first warning from the National Weather Service on January 2nd. January 3rd, they got a second warning from the L.A. National Weather Service. Karen Bass flew to Ghana on the 3rd. The National Guard should have been called out then. They should have stationed fire engines in strategic places around Los Angeles. Jesse, there's 100 fire engines that are in the shop for repair at this moment that should have been repaired and should have been stationed around L.A. They've been demoralized. Funding has been cut. They have twice as many calls per day from the fire department, half of them to put out fires by the homeless, and their staffing is down by a third. They were demoralized before this crisis. These are the people that we should be raising up and celebrating. They've just been demoralized by the terrible governance and lack of leadership at the state and local level.
Yeah, they did get almost a hurricane-type warning. You know, when you see the screen, you know, 5 days out, it's in the Caribbean. Florida governors are able to pre-position the linemen, the sandbags, evacuate. You're saying they had a warning and they didn't pre-position anything and 100 fire trucks were in the shop?
It's incredible. And that was part of what they needed, that $17.5 million that was cut, that was going to go, because at first you didn't quite understand what did they mean. They needed that money for mechanics. They needed the mechanics to get the engines out. You know, you can, for $500,000, you can buy a used fire truck. The whistleblower that I spoke to was very frustrated. They said that you really should be stationing the fire trucks. Get them in position before there's any fire. Get those planes circling overhead to drop water and fire retardant so that you put the fires out before they can spiral out of control.
At that commission meeting, You said it's dire. Someone will die.
It's eerie listening to your words because that's what occurred. So it's... Let me just take a minute. Sorry. This is a woefully understaffed fire department. We either going to have...
By the way, hit pause for a minute. And again, we're doing some background here, but we got a newscast where they later admitted, no, they ordered the extra fire trucks once the fire started to not be sent until the next morning. So was it just fire trucks were broken? Was it just they cut the funding for LGBT stuff or sent the equipment to Ukraine or drained the reservoir or left the power on the power lines when they fell? The whole thing. And then I said they'll now grab the property. 15-minute city, he'll declare an emergency, he'll put himself over it, it all happened. We know the fraud, we know the plan. Continue.
2025, or we're going to have a fire department that's going to reflect the 1960s.
On Monday,
I held an event, a press conference, to lay out specific things that we could do to help people now, to help LA recover and rebuild, and to make sure this anything on this scale doesn't happen again. With me was a retired Los Angeles firefighter. And the reason I asked for a retired firefighter was that I thought a retired person would be able to speak more freely than someone who's in the department now. And the fact that you, and he said exactly the same that we've just heard there and more, but the fact you've got someone in the department right now saying these things just tells you the level of rage throughout the department at the leadership. Going back to what Jonathan was reporting there, and he said that the fire chief said that she was happy with the plan in terms of letting those people go off shift. She didn't exactly say that. She said their plan, their plan, as if it's nothing to do with her. She's the chief, just like Mayor Karen Bass, yucking it up in Ghana. I mean, that is really the symbol of the incompetence and mismanagement and dereliction of duty that we've seen throughout the situation.
I don't know how she's...
And by the way, all that got investigated. The different fire stations lodge complaints saying we don't want to be off. We need to be there. This is once the fire started. Even before they hit, they didn't want to be off. She said, nope, you come on shift tomorrow. it's so sick. This is not incompetence. This is deliberate at every point. You don't just incompetent on hundreds of points, all perfectly done. Come on, people. And then I knew they'd steal the property and wouldn't let you build on it. Now here we are a year later. Here's Trump 7 years ago in his last presidency, 6 years before the fires, predicting what would happen with them draining the reservoirs. And this, now we learned deliberately. Here it is.
We're giving billions and billions of dollars for forest fires in California. There's no reason for those fires to be like they are. They're leaving them dirty. It's a disgraceful thing. Old trees are sitting there rotting and dry. And instead of cleaning it up, they don't touch them. They leave them. And we end up with these massive fires that we're paying hundreds of billions of dollars for to fix. And the destruction is incredible. So I think California ought to get their act together and clean up their forests and manage their forests, because it's disgraceful. What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor, or whoever's going to be the governor of California, better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent. They were telling me in a couple of states, I won't even mention their name, it's like a flash. Some grass will burn. It'll be over in minutes. They'll lose 2 acres, 3 acres at the most. They won't even lose that. And here we are with thousands of acres and billions of dollars every year. It's the same thing every year. And they don't want to clean up their forests because they have environmental problems in cleaning it up. It should be the opposite, because you're going to lose your forest. You'll lose it. But it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California. So the people, I'm speaking now for the people of California, they don't want to see this happen. They're getting destroyed. And it's hurting our budgets. It's hurting our country. And they just better get their act together. I'm sorry.
Fire aid, that star-studded.
We'll go to the next clip in a moment. I'm almost done with this, but this is just a really big deal. And whether you're in Europe or anywhere in the U.S. or Australia, New Zealand, that's let us run, they don't build fire breaks anymore. They don't go get the dead wood out of the forest. They just leave it all piling up like kindling. So when there's a lightning strike, it happens. And then, oh, there's no reservoir. There's no water. Oh, the equipment was sent to Ukraine. Oh, we left the electrical lines on. Oh, sorry, we're taking your property. Oh, don't worry, we'll let you rebuild a year later. Yeah, in 6 months, we'll let you talk about it. So that's a year and a half, just like the document said. Trump's like, you're saying a year and a half. Meanwhile, you're not letting people rebuild. They're taking the property. Oh, no, sir. No, we're not doing that. And so Trump has signed this executive order with all the federal funds that are held up to give to the people to go in and take control of it, to let them back into their houses, to go in and reopen the reservoirs for the farmers, everybody else, to go inspect everything. because you have organized crime going on. So this is a big executive order. I mean, it's got dozens of huge things it does. It's amazing. I'll read over some of it in a moment, but we don't want to just talk about Somalis and fraud all day. As I told you, California is way worse. The Annenberg Foundation, you see on PBS and NPR fundraising stuff, it's famous for running, just like Bono in U2 that's, you know, raised billions of dollars over the years. And the joke was less than 1% actually goes to the Africans when they raise the money. So he got in trouble for it. So now he gives 1%. So the joke is it's the One Foundation. It's actually called the One Foundation as well. Kind of like Ilhan Omar's wine that never existed. That she is a money laundering operation. It's called Satan's Lies, with the devil on it, whispering in a woman's ear. Okay, you know, the One Foundation gives 1% to charity. Well, the Annenberg Foundation stole over $100 million. The number went up after this report, and even liberals got involved and said, "We thought you had this concert report for people that were burnt out. No, it's for us." So. This is all money laundering, folks. Here's the report.
Fire Aid, that star-studded concert that raised $100 million for wildfire victims. But where did all that money go? Investigative journalist Sue Pasco has been digging for answers.
A reader sent me a little note and said, I've never seen any Fire Aid money. How do I apply for Fire Aid money? And I thought, well, you know, I've never thought about that. There's 12,000 people, basically, 12,000 homes gone. Those people probably want to know where the money is. This will be an easy task to find out.
40,000 people displaced.
So I contacted the Annenberg. They never responded.
And the Annenberg is?
Foundation, because they are overseeing the wildfire funds, yes. So I emailed them several times. They never responded. I called them several times. They never responded. And finally, it was like almost 2 weeks later, a woman got back to me and she said, oh, I'm sorry for the delay. The person you need to speak to is Chris Wallace. He's a media spokesperson for wildfire funds. So I contacted Chris and I said, you know, victims want to know when they can get their money. Seems like a very simple question. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, they don't. All this money are going to nonprofits, and then nonprofits will take care of making sure the money's distributed. So I looked at initially they gave $50 million to about 120 nonprofits. And I looked at these nonprofits, and one of them said, we help mobile home parks. And there were two mobile home parks in the Palisades, all low income. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted the people there. They had never received any money. They had never heard of that. When you go through, I would urge everyone to just go to the nonprofits that are listed. If you want a good laugh, I mean, one of the nonprofits cleans preschool bathrooms. Well, after the fire, who knows? Maybe there is a preschool bathroom that needs cleaning.
Yeah. In other words, a lot of these nonprofits are ancillary, if you will.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Now, I just ran into this clip today because Mike Benz has been exposing, and I've harped on Bono and YouTube for 30 years. They've been a UN money laundering front with the CIA, MI6. So here's George W. Bush recently with Bono making a joke about how he came right out of the CIA. And then that ties into the Somalis in USA that Bono was first involved bringing over. Go ahead and play 21 and 22 and 23 back to back. I mean, this is so educational. Here it is.
Actually, Bono, it's the work we began. And the truth of the matter is, it never would have made it out of Congress had you not been engaged. So the first time I met you, you knew more statistics. I mean, you're like you're coming right out of the CIA. One of these analysts.
It's the first time anyone's ever said that, but thank you. Well,
Bono links up with Jeffrey Sachs in the 90s and actually a little bit before that, doing this, you know, international development work. Now, Bono, of course, is U2. He's the front man. He's this international, like, sex symbol at the time and, you know, giant selling out stadiums. He did these big kind of USAID fundraiser concerts, Band-Aid and Live Aid. The BBC later reported that of the $100 million raised for hunger relief in Somalia at Band-Aid, $95 million of it went to CIA backed warlords to buy guns. So this is like another one of these things where you think you're raising public awareness. Oh, there's a hunger problem in Somalia, but there's also a civil war where you've got the CIA taking sides in that civil war, and these groups need weapons.
In many cases, food from relief flights is being looted upon landing.
Food convoys have been hijacked, aid workers assaulted, ships with food have been subject to artillery attacks that prevented them from docking. Imagine 7,000 tons of food aid literally bursting out of a warehouse on a dock in Mogadishu while Somalis starve less than a kilometer away because relief workers cannot run the gauntlet of armed gangs roving the city. Confronted with these conditions, relief groups called for outside troops to provide security so they could feed people.
All right, let's stop there. He goes into USAID and funding it and why they did it. The point is, it's all CIA. They were helping Ilhan Omar's dad and grandfather that were running all the mass murder, but they failed and got kicked out. So they brought him over here and still used them as bagmen, just like they did in the early 90s. Figure it out yet? Here's another clip. Mike Benz talking about it on Bono. Clip 23.
Bono links up with Jeffrey Sachs in the 90s and actually a little bit before that, doing this, you know, international development work. Now, Bono, of course, is U2. He's the front man. He's this international, like, sex symbol at the time and, you know, giant selling out stadiums. He did these big kind of USAID fundraiser concerts, well, Band-Aid.
Let's just stop here. I got confused. We'll fix this in post. We're live. This happens. I send the crew like 100 clips. It gets messed up. I had 3 clips. So which ones did we play? All right, we'll fix this in post. We'll make sure, Wilson, take all these and fix them and just get them in order for people on X and Rumble and Infowars.com. But there's some other stuff, but I'm not going to try it again right now. It'll be in post. If you're interested, you can go see it. But you understand now that the Somali thing, and they admit these clips and documents, was set up to launder money for the CIA. They then bring over the ruling party that you think of as the Somalis that are this inbred, insane group of slavers that won't even talk to the other Somalis or blacks, and they believe they're gods, and they're all inbred, look like space aliens, and they're just pure, solid mega criminals. And I'm not saying everyone that's come over here has continued that, but I mean, this is like the Legion of Doom. It's like MS-13 or something, or the Nazis. And they're bad. And so they are the key bagmen put in all these key cities to carry these operations out. And you have Bono, and you have the CIA, and you have Bush Sr., and you have it tied into Jeffrey Epstein and that airline he ran secretly with Lex Wexner. Day one with the airline was getting weapons to Somalia and Somalis back to Ohio first. And then the towns in Ohio got upset, so they said, okay, send it to Minnesota. So you want to know where all this came from, where the Somalis come from? The CIA. And they just set them up now as their same operatives, just like USAID is laundering money to run clandestine operations. Most of the money the Somalis get, they don't keep. They get a nice slice. It goes on for all the other operations you see. And so that's why it's so hard to take down. And that's why the DOJ won't do anything. Like they wouldn't do anything to Jeffrey Epstein because he's CIA, Mossad, and MI6. Pretty incredible information, isn't it? And then Bono's, you know, Bush is like, oh, you're CIA. Oh, never heard that before. When they hired him to run this, get idiots money to then run clandestine operations.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible.
Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Some stations don't carry this first five, as you know, and I absolutely do not want to get to this executive order that I just reread again. Wow. Talk about dropping a hydrogen bomb on the Democrats. I mean, wait until you see what is in this. And even the corporate media hasn't read over this properly yet or hasn't gotten it yet because, I mean, this is going to audit the Democrats. It takes over most control. It gives direct federal funds that the Democrats are stealing that would go to the state to the people. It's just fabulous beyond belief. And under the FEMA emergency powers, Trump can do every damn bit of it. These powers were all meant to enslave us. Now it's blocking the Democrats. I mean, that's how this stuff works. That gun kicks as hard as it shoots is what they say. But the world's a two-way street. Wowzers. Absolutely wowzers. I am just so excited. Now, they also had hundreds of people arrested starting fires during it. They're good little Democrats that, quote, F America, down with America, you know, just have that attitude. And they're little helpers. I want to play clip 9 and then clip 8. They donated most of the equipment to the Ukraine. And then we also have the clip 6, the DEI fire chief. Let's play those, go to break, and come back with the big news.
Overnight, we had several other arrests. It brings it up to a total of 34 in our geographic area. We have 30 in the Eaton fire area, and we have 4 in the Palisades area. Last night specifically, again, for LA County Sheriff's jurisdiction, we arrested 4. 2 were for curfew violations. 2 were arrested for 1 drone incident. To my knowledge, we have now had 2 specific drone incidents that have resulted in 3 arrests. So as I talk to our community again, if you do not have business in the evacuation areas, do not go there. Please, you're infringing upon the work that our first responders need to attend to. And I do want to say, when I talk about these arrests, I want to clarify not all of them are for burglary or looting or for curfew violations. But it is very important when I say stay out, we are arresting people who are not supposed to be there, who do not live there, who are in possession of narcotics. We've arrested several with guns. I'm going to tell you something. If our deputies being very proactive in these areas, stopping people in a constitutional manner as always, making sure that they're supposed to be there and you have narcotics on you and you have a gun on you, in police work we call that a clue, something's wrong there. So that's why we're arresting people.
The LA County Fire Department, the LA City Fire Department, and the Air National Guard have collaborated to send some of their surplus equipment to the war-torn country. It's part of a nationwide effort among agencies across the U.S. The donated supplies include hoses, nozzles, helmets, body armor, and more.
Period. Did the city of Los Angeles fail you and your department and our city?
It's my job to stand up as a chief and exactly say,
justifiably what the fire department needs to operate to meet the demands of the community.
Did they fail you?
That is our job, and I tell you, that's why I'm here. So let's get us what we need so our firefighters can do their jobs.
Did they fail you?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to read over this executive order quickly, but it is spectacular. I mean, if I just, and I happen to know the federal laws and regulations on a bunch of this, this all has teeth. I mean, this is exactly what we needed. So no, Trump is not on defense. He's not retreating. He's on offense everywhere. But when they run into issues and traps, they just simply reorganize. That is not a retreat. That is simply a reconfiguration on the battlefield. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front line of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So Trump has taken the gloves off. A year later, they didn't let him rebuild. Only six houses have gotten permits. They say 11,000, more like 15,000 houses and businesses, 40-plus thousand people affected. So the most expensive real estate in the world. Newsom has stolen the federal funds that have been given out so far. He's declared an emergency. They stood down. They let the fires happen. They drained the reservoir, which they claim is full now and isn't. I mean, this is wild. But now the executive order. And it's 6 pages long. And I suggest you go read it at whitehouse.gov. But I can do 30 minutes on each piece. So I'm going to try to move quickly here. Addressing state and local failures to rebuild Los Angeles after wildfire disasters. And then Trump goes through how they lied, how they said they let people rebuild, how they're not letting anybody rebuild, how they've already gotten all this state and federal funding, how they're sitting on it. Then Trump gives the powers he has when they've accepted money to then come in if they misuse it. And the authorities talks about the 400,000 acres of homes and businesses. It lays out, you know, the deliberately horrible job that they've done, how they've destroyed these people, and how the federal government within weeks had approved all the rebuilding, the money, everything, but the governor declared an emergency and took control of it. So Trump is saying, no, you're not in control, and now we're going to pay the people directly. And he orders the federal agencies to do it. Goes into all the relief claims they approved within the first month. Just like Trump said, he got on them and got it done. And the elected leaders, he says, have refused to allow any of the money that the people have to be used to build. And they say there's just not even minimum action, of course. He calls it a tragic failure of the state of California. No, it's in the city of Los Angeles, so it's on purpose. But it also goes into the state, the reservoirs, the national parks, all of it says it's over. We're not letting you do this. In furtherance, a year later, they say, of the presidential declaration of major disaster for the state of California, which they already declared, FEMA F856DR, immediate and decisive federal action is required to ensure that federal disaster assistance is delivered and utilized swiftly, effectively, and without obstruction by the state and local governments to accomplish the process for which it was allocated. So he said they gave him a year, folks, as well as to support the American people who have been devastated by the Pacific Palisades and Eaton Canyon wildfires. Section 2 policy. In the policy of my administration, the federally funded reconstruction projects for homes and businesses in the wildfire-impacted neighborhoods of the Pacific Palisades and Eaton Canyon area proceed with maximum speed consistent with the public safety, and that federal assistance not be frustrated by unnecessary duplicative or obstructive permitting requirements that prevent families and businesses from rebuilding. At the end, he explains he's overriding them. So he's like, listen, you don't get to sit on this and not let anybody ever rebuild and then openly say we're not letting you rebuild so Newsom's buddies can come build high-rises. You're not doing it. Like Trump signed that order last week saying homes are for families and humans, not for BlackRock. Section 3. Preempting state permitting obstacles. The Secretary of Homeland Security, acting through the administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and administrator of the Small Business Administration, shall each consider promulgating regulations to advance the policies of this order. And particularly, the administrator of the SBA and the secretary through the administration of FEMA shall consider promulgating regulations that. And it goes into overriding all of the enemy. Section 1. Preempt state and local permitting processes. That means bye-bye, blocking them. I love it. And other similar pre-approval requirements. Now they're going to call it a federal power grab in a police state, letting people go back and build their houses. I love it. Oh, they'll have leftists protesting and burning stuff down. Preempting state and local permitting processes, preempting them, and other similar pre-approval requirements that each agency has found to have unduly impeded the timely use of federal emergency relief funds by homeowners, businesses, and houses of worship in rebuilding such structures following a disaster. And two, and again, the state has agreements with the feds on this. That's why Trump, this can't be stopped because it's all completely kosher. Number two, replace preemptive state or local permitting regimes, I like that, or other similar pre-approved requirements with requirement that builders self-certify to a federal designee, because the Democrats won't certify them, no matter how certified they are, from each agency that they have complied with all applicable substantive state and local health and safety standards, which California has, unless you're a big developer, you can't build. Trump's just overriding that. With respect to the structure proposed to be rebuilt using federal emergency relief funds, and that means if you're getting any funds, that overrides the Democrats. The secretary, through the, this is part B, the administrator of FEMA and the administrator of the SBA shall each publish proposed regulations under subsection of this section, if any, within 30 days of the date of this order, and final regulations within 90 days of the day of this order. Each agency head shall further consider whether notice and comment is necessary under USC 553 or any other statute. And again, I could paraphrase this, but I'm tempted to read it all because it goes on for page after page. C. The secretary, through the administrator of FEMA, shall continue to review all repairs and construction activities conducted under the order for compliance with applicable health, safety, and other substantive standards. So he's taking over the health departments. He's just saying you're not involved. You're a bunch of global scum. Section 4, expediting federal response. The federal government has already taken action to expedite administrative process related to water delivery, as detailed in Executive Order 14181 on January 24, 2025. Saying stop draining the reservoirs. Emergency measures to provide water resources in California and improve disaster response in certain areas. And that goes on later. He's federalizing, and most of it's already federal, the dams, the federal right-of-ways that deliver it, the pipes, the reservoirs, and then they lie and say the reservoirs are full, but they drain them on purpose, as we just showed earlier last hour. And this is really good. So provide water. In addition, the heads of the relevant executive departments and agencies shall seek to use all authorities available under federal environmental, historic preservation, natural resource laws, and other similar laws, including the National Environmental Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the National Historic Preservation Act. He's taking all the stuff they use to block development and say, oh, we're in charge of that now. He's taking all the power away. To expedite waivers, permits, reviews, consultants, approvals with respect to homes. Oh, you just go to the feds now. And they'll just designate. Everybody can get permitted. It's already certified. And then they'll say, you're now federally designated. Businesses or other such structures proposed to be rebuilt using federal emergency relief funds that are required to facilitate federal response and recovery actions that will advance the policy of the order consistent with the applicable law. The heads of relevant agencies shall take steps to ensure that the process for evaluating and issuing such waivers, permits, reviews, consultations, and approvals shall be limited to the minimum scope and duration required to expeditiously advance the policy of this order and implement individual assistance and hazard mitigation grant programs while ensuring public health and safety. He's federalizing the state, folks. You go, oh my God, that's tyranny. It's under globalist Chi-Com control with Count Dracula 10.0, Patrick Bateman, Kendall. They flooded us with 40 million illegals, total lawlessness. What do you think cleaning that up looks like? Oh, they're going to call this Hitler, too. Oh, you're not going to drain the dam water and drain the reservoirs and send it out the ocean. Oh, God, he's Hitler. The heads of relevant agencies shall each designate, and you can say, well, God, if the feds take control of the resources, they'll deny them to us. It's already been done. But it's not feds, it's globalists, which were feds. The heads of relevant agencies shall each designate a senior official from their agency to ensure timely execution of these actions without delay. Within 90 days of the date of the order, the secretary, through the administrator of FEMA, the administrator of SBA, in consultation with the assistant of the president of domestic policy and the White House director of legislative affairs, shall submit to the president through the director of the Office of Management and Budget legislative proposals that enable FEMA and SBA to address situations in both states and local governments are not enabling timely recovery after disasters, including through appropriate regulation. Six homes were given permits a year later. They promised they wouldn't do that. Section 6, accountability for use of taxpayer dollars. Oh, they're going to audit all the state agencies that already got money. The health departments, all of them. The $3 billion. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This is so good. And it gives them all deadlines. Within 30 days of the completion of the audit, that's auditing the state, described in subsection A of this section, the secretary, the administrator of FEMA, shall make administrative determinations in light of the audit's findings, recommendations, and shall enforce such determinations where appropriate, including future grant conditions, initiating recoupment of recovery actions in accordance with the applicable law, and deploying oversight and technical assistance to expedite the administration and use of HMGP funds for individuals. He'll get them. Army Corps engineers involved. Watch, that's coming. Families and small businesses to implement in order Section 7 general provisions, noting this order shall be construed to impair otherwise effect. And it goes on. They implement that, Newsom's going to prison. Because all the rats are going to leave the sinking ship. They're stealing hundreds of billions of dollars of infrastructure with their move. And Trump's like, we're cutting all the red tape. We're going to give you all the permits. Rebuild. Do whatever you want. And Newsom's like, no, we were going to build all these shopping malls and these mega centers and these giant high-rises. And no. And Trump's like, you ain't doing that. If you can go buy somebody's property and you want to do it, you can do it. But they don't want to do that. They're not letting them rebuild. And now Newsom's saying, I'll pay you what I want for it. And he's the big boss of it all. And Trump's like, no, I'm the boss. And I'm going to give people their property back. And a lot of them have already gotten federal funds. They can't spend it because they can't use it. Absolutely unbelievably good. So no, Trump's not in retreat. Trump is on the offense. The question is, does he have enough good people that are willing to implement what he's saying in his administration? And in many of the federal agencies, he's got his people in and they're doing a really good job. I mean, look at Kennedy. It make your head spin to even try to keep track of how good he is. It's just like, it's like godsend. That alone right there. Thank God we got Trump in. But this is just beautiful. Now, I got a lot of other geopolitical news I want to hit on Ukraine. We'll do that. This is the biggest developments yet, really. That's the bottom of the hour. But I want to get to some of this garbage because there's a lot of it. I'll never get to even half of it. But here's the idiot actor, Edward Norton, with his talking points about how this is extrajudicial, this is lawless, this is tyranny. We need to have uprisings against ICE nationwide. You mean federal officers with warrants and court orders going out and getting illegal aliens with criminal records? Yeah, you don't care about all the people getting killed by illegal aliens. That's all fine. And then that ties into, there's so many of these clips. Angry liberal woman, this will end those mother effers. They are going to pay for the rest of their lives. This is just how they're going to come get us. And then that ties into a Virginia university, VCU, health worker. We looked up, she's a real person, encouraging women, other healthcare providers, to poison ICE and inject them with paralysis drugs. So, mad scientist world, that's who these people are. Let's go to those clips.
Sitting here talking about movies while while an illegal army is being mounted against U.S. citizens.
These are not normal times, and it's
well, we stop again, start it over. All these Article 3 judges said that ICE is illegal and ICE aren't real police and ICE can't do all this, and it's all been overturned. ICE was set up under 9/11. ICE had four times the deportations that Trump has under Obama. You're a liar. But he's an idiot. He just reads off scripts. But they're saying they're illegitimate to get him killed. Here it is.
Sitting here talking about movies while
an illegal army is being mounted against U.S. citizens. These are not normal times, and it's like we have you know, extrajudicial, like, assaults on Americans and humans going on a daily basis now, and it's not okay. And even though all people kind of have to put one foot in front of the other and deal with the demands of the day, we cannot act like this is not happening. I think what they're doing in Minnesota with the strike needs to expand. I think we should be talking about a national general economic strike until this is over and stopped.
I think they are scaring us. But I remember when Saddam Hussein was hanged. I watched that entire video and I felt nothing. I didn't feel joy. I didn't feel relief. I felt nothing. And if they think that what they're doing is filling us with fear, what they don't understand is our psychology. They don't understand it. This will end. They are going to be paying for this for the rest of their lives, and so will any single person who supported it. Every single person. Because you think that we're nice. You think that we're weak because we're kind. Baby, you have no idea who we are. You really don't.
I thought of something good. I think it's something weird. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes with needles on the end. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever. That will probably be a deterrent. Be safe.
Okay, for today's resistance tip, I vote, anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak in their yard? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water, like a gallon of water. Get the poison ivy oak water. And I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces, hands. All right, the single ladies where these ICE guys are going have a chance to do something, you know, not without risk, but could help the cause for sure. Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're around. They're an ICE agent. Bring some X-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick.
One of the things she mentions will kill you.
Nobody's going to die.
So it's so saline or
just
this.
To incapacitate them, get them off the street for the next day. Highly easily deniable. You know, you could get sick too.
What a psychotic.
Won't eat there again. I'm just saying. Let's get them.
But she'll do nothing to the kids getting raped and murdered, all the fentanyl deaths. She loves it. But she'll get on an app and go have sex with somebody to poison them.
The hotel where they eat. Who makes that breakfast? Let's find them. You know?
She totally serves the globalists. She hates this country.
Let's make their lives fucking miserable.
They spray paint it all over Minneapolis.
I know we're already trying to keep them away.
Death to America. Death to ICE.
Anything you can do to make the living conditions bad. Talk to the people who work at the places where they are.
Oh, now talk to the people that work there. Wow.
Dead fish. Somewhere in the room hidden. Just stay toxic.
I mean, and he's the dumbest Democrat they have. And he's out in front. I would just pull him back. He's already leaving. You're going to get a new person in there, and they'll probably cooperate, and you can send your agents back in and do the job he's supposed to do. This is what the Democrats did. They worked with cartels and the Third World to have the greatest human trafficking operation in world history poured into the United States, 20 million. And then they harbor them in these sanctuary cities and then riot when you can't come pick them up. And then blackmail us and say, we're going to shut down the government if you keep arresting criminal illegal aliens in our towns. That's insane. Donald Trump has reduced illegal immigration and violent crime to century low levels. And the Democrat response is violence and blackmail. That is absolute craziness. Shutting down the government did not work very well last time. Defunding the police did not work very well last time. I don't know why they're doing it, but here's the reason. It's about power. The census is already going to strip away a bunch of electoral votes from the Democrats based on population next time, all right? So they're facing that. They could still win the blue wall and not win the election next time. And Donald Trump has suctioned up 10,000 illegals out of Minneapolis already, which basically takes away a congressional district. So they're fighting for everything because this is about survival. And if you reduce immigration, you reduce the welfare scams that they're able to kick back into their political war chests, and the offspring of the immigrants vote Democrat 2-1. That's what they're fighting for. That's why it's so violent.
One thing they keep repeating is that don't put anything in writing that you don't want to hear in a read in a court. So, and some of them seem to suggest also that they are concerned that what they are doing may be illegal. So there's also a potential criminal conspiracy here. And the guides that they're putting out are guides to engage in obstruction against the federal government.
And we're talking about the signal chats run by the Democrat Party leadership in Minnesota. It's the same. You have the mayor, the governor saying, go get in these resistance groups run by the state. In New York and California and Washington State and others, the state and the counties and cities run the ICE stalking apps. Cash Patel says the FBI is investigating signal chats in Minnesota tracking ICE. Yeah, it's all criminal, folks, protecting the massive theft and fraud that they're involved in while they try to get full power and take control. Well, it's happened again. You got 40 million illegals conservatively. And so they're all hyped up and going crazy. And so it happened again. One person in critical condition after being shot in an incident involving Border Patrol in Arizona. And they're all being told they're illegal. They can't stop you. You're an illegal alien. You're above the law. Don Lemon said, if you know, ICE comes to your house, shoot them. People listen to that. They go, okay, I will. And then, well, they're better trained than you. You get shot. Person in critical after being shot in Border Patrol incident. And they're all hoping, you know, they can try to hype this up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I think that every Republican recognizes that what we issued with the Clintons was a lawful subpoena order to bring the Clintons in to depose them. And you don't get to determine whether you want to accept a subpoena from Congress or not. You are ordered to accept that subpoena. And listen, we've been working for months with the Clintons on scheduling in good faith to find a time that would work for us, that would work for them. We began this back in August. They've been playing games the whole time, and eventually we said, here's when the subpoena is going to be. It's going to be in January. They didn't show up, and the next step, unfortunately, is a contempt of Congress proceedings.
Yeah, the Clintons have got big problems. The Jeffrey Epstein situation is their problem. and it's a big problem. Welcome back to the broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. Without even looking, and that's something I say every day because it's true. Every day I see clips of Democrats on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News, saying white people are the problem. And it's mainly white people saying that. And then I'll do something like, well, let me just search engine that and click latest. And I'll see like 400 clips. And I'm just like, well, I can't watch all those. The point is the Democrats, and not just here, leftists worldwide, are running around foaming at the mouth. You saw Muslims kill a bunch of people, Jews and others out in Bondi Beach in Australia, and all you hear is about white supremacy and how evil white people are from the Australian leaders. It's just, we have to stop putting up with this, folks. I don't care what color you are. If they were doing this to black people, I'd be like, what the hell is this? But I want to do the numbers coming up and explain why that is. It's real simple. It's race-based politics. If 93% of the world's not white, and you can then hype everybody up to be anti-white and make politics about being anti-white instead of about politics being about freedom for everybody, you've just divided and conquered. You've just won. And it's so transparent, but it's so nasty. You know, I went and finally watched one battle after another. I'd read the script, so I knew what the movie was about, but I sped read it, but I watched it. It's pretty well done. It's entertaining. But imagine if you, in fact, I want to get the movie when we have the movie. I want to do a report on it. Imagine if they had the secret white supremacy scenes that supposedly run the whole government. And imagine if you put Jews in the place of that. You would be called the most anti-Semitic movie ever made. And I don't think it's, you know, Jews completely, totally running things. There are a lot of powerful Jews that work together and work with other groups. There's different factions of them. But the point is, there's a lot more evidence of Jews organized running things than there is a white supremacist. And I mean, I can assure you there's not big secret groups of white supremacists running anything. It's absolute crap. The Nazis tried that. You saw where it went. So I meant to tell the crew this. I'm saying it now. I want to get with Dude. We'll probably do it tomorrow. The problem is it's a long movie and it'll take just an hour to review the scenes. It's unbelievable that the whole government's run by secret white supremacists and the police and the military are all secretly worshiping Hitler, who they call Santa Claus. I'm not joking. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. And it just reminded me, because this is all government produced, just like Civil War that came out last year. And I got the inside baseball by people that work with Robert Rodriguez, you know, off record. I can't say their names, but they told me when this was really getting cranked up that Obama met with Rodriguez, got him actually federally funded to produce Machete 1 and 2 and a bunch of other movies where white people, again, run around kidnapping and murdering Hispanic women. And for sport, go to the border and just shoot pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. There's never even been a case of that. 99% of the abuse of Hispanics coming across the border is the smugglers, the coyotes. But it doesn't matter. You go see a movie and it's Don Johnson mowing down Hispanic women. And so this is where this is in the culture. This is where this has been put out there. And that's all one battle after the next is the same crap, showing white people gunning down Hispanics all day long. And I can tell you, as a proud son of Texas and growing up here, white people and Hispanics get along real good. In fact, I think whites probably get along better with Hispanics than with other white people. It's just the culture, Christianity, family, all that. It's very traditional. It's not even true, folks. It's like, And you talk about inbreeding, the Hispanics and whites were just like on each other, like, you know, white on rice. But it doesn't matter. These movies, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, here it is, Don Johnson, you know, shooting pregnant Hispanic women. You can't find one incidence of that. But I can find you hundreds of thousands of women dead from the cartels and Trump trying to stop it. So that's what pisses me off is there ain't no secret Santa Claus society. I mean, look how dumb that sounds on the surface. Where there's all the, other than Bill Gates and Albert Bourla and the globalists, and are they targeting black people, folks? Actually, they are a little more. They got a little, Bill Gates actually famously in the cover of The Guardian said, we must depopulate Africa. Remember that? Just type in Bill Gates, London Guardian, depopulate Africa. You'll get the headline. Bill Gates' next target, depopulating Africa. But me, he's hitting everybody. Okay. So there really is like a satanic Santa Claus Hitler club, but it's the globalist and they're targeting everybody. And that's what my dad got told when he was top of his class, 14, winning Texas science fairs. Hosting his anti-communist radio show once a week on WBAP out of Dallas. How would you like to be an astronaut? We know you send letters to NASA in Houston. Well, we got a feeder program for that, sonny boy. I told the story 100 times, we'll tell it again. And so he gets sent off at almost 15 to UT, plan two, where you're in high school, but you're at UT. And you want to be a NASA son? Here, you just go down here and you work at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility for 9 months out of the year and you sign all these forms. And do you know what he told me they were doing there? You heard of Joseph Mengele? And they were killing white people, black people, you name it. With experimental treatments. You can argue some good came out of it, but the point was my dad saw how they got off on killing the people. So after a year of that, he said, I don't want to do this one on the program. They said, son, it's all right. We got other projects you can work on. And after two more projects, he got out of it by the time he was 20 and said, I'm going to go be a dentist and I'm done with this. But you see, that secret society, the head of the body department that ran the Plan 2 program, Professor Speer, who my dad played cards with and hung out with, and it was really nice to him, and it was all the genetic engineering of plants and butterflies and everything. My dad gone through all this testing after 3 years, and he said, well, you're the best we've got. So he said, I'm going to go ahead and read you into this. We don't like Hitler. He was Jewish, by the way. But it wasn't a Jewish conspiracy, but he was Jewish. I mean, you can look up in the 60s and 70s, the body department, Professor Spears, real guy I'm talking about. My dad planned to all of it. It's on record. And he said, we think Hitler was wrong because he targeted certain groups, but we're actually going to target everybody and make humanity stronger. And what we're really recruiting you for is to be a scientist and a manager in this project. Well, obviously, Bill Gates took the job. Fauci took the job. They all took the job. My dad was like, let me get back with you on that. And that's what he said, I'm not in this anymore. But imagine, that's what they've done to every person that's the top of the class. They all get the... I got the... Once I was successful in media, by the Clear Channels and the Roger Ailes and then the billionaires. Oh, I never took the deals. And they said, you're making a big mistake. You can be on your crusade and go nowhere. You could be a star. And I said, I'll be on my crusade. But I get to go see a movie where there's secret white supremacists that worship Santa Claus. I'm not kidding. And I know all about the systems, all about the secret societies, and that ain't going on. But what is going on is they're targeting all of us. And so when I see a movie like that, and I see who's producing it, a bunch of Jewish producers, it pisses me off because they're hiding this whole anti-human thing behind Hitler. And Hitler was a failed spinoff of this. That's why at Nuremberg, they continued to quote Margaret Sanger and Thomas Watson and the U.S. laws and saying, we were just doing what you taught us how to do, which is true. The Germans, before Hitler ever got in, got set up by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, Jewish, in the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. By the way, you can write any of this down and just go type it in and read all about it. The first computers were created for race-mixing studies in the United States. Those are later the Hall Earth machines in Nazi Germany that the Jews had on their arms. And when I throw in the Jews were involved, it's not to be mean to Jews. There's just no sacred cows here. So if one battle after another was accurate, it would be a Chinese communist leader, some Jewish leaders, some white leaders, you know, Anglo-Saxon leaders, and somebody like Tedros, a black leader, and you'd have a Latin American leader. Because they actually have these meetings that's come out, and they'd all sit around saying there's too many people, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, because they're the elite, you see, and we're all the animals. So what's going on in reality is far worse than one battle after another. But see, people don't want the real thing. Because you see, real eugenics isn't trying to get rid of the dumb people. Notice government pays to produce more of them. Or fatherless children. That's a horde they can control. They'll get rid of them later. No, real eugenics targets the smart people. And they carpet bomb us with fluoride and GMOs and toxins to just dumb everybody down because they know out of the grassroots come geniuses from white people, from black people, from Asians, Latin, Hispanic, everybody. You can say statistically you get more geniuses and whiz kids from this group or that group, but no, they come out of every group. When you look at certain areas of the world where they have malnutrition, say, look, they have a low IQ, that's because of malnutrition and lack of training. You can take those people in nature with the nurture and put them into a thing. And with a generation or two, the IQs go pew. And producing geniuses goes pew. I could take within a few generations any of these people and turn them into masterminds. See, I want to do that because I'm so confident myself. I want a rising tide for all ships. I'm a real aristocrat. I don't mean like some English aristocrat. The idea of an aristocrat, some rich person driving a Bentley in a palace. I don't want that. A real aristocrat, in the real aristocratic term, is the smartest and the best and wants to build up society and sacrifices and works to do that. That is the Renaissance. That is the West. And we have betrayed that. But they have just said, most of humanity is garbage. Let's flush it. Okay, well, let's take your argument and say you're right, which I disagree with. You know about blowback, psychic, cultural, spiritual, historic, economic blowback? You can't dumb down most of the people and not have a blowback on you and your kids. And most globalists know that. Now, they don't have kids. Now they just say, forget humans altogether. Let's just merge the machines. Humanity sucks. Humanity has been on an incredible quest of adventures and passion and culture and war and art and struggle. And victory and defeat. And if you're not a fan of humanity, that's fine. But I want you to know, I am. And I declare eternal war against everyone attacking our species. I'm going to get my hands around your throat, and I am going to crush your neck in, and I am going to rip your head off, and I'm going to shit down your fucking esophagus. Spiritually, nonviolently. Because my cells want me to do that. God that made me wants to do that. And God says, I'm going to throw you against these people. And I'm going to give you all the power you need to do it as long as you will do what I tell you. I'm in your corner. I'm betting on you. But you got to bet on yourself. I can only show you where the water is. I can't make you drink. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. But if you've got any instincts, you need to understand that Trump's cardinal sin to the elite is that he cares about people and wants prosperity. And he's like, why should we make money poisoning people and ripping everybody off and dumbing them down? Why don't we just make money making everything badass? Exactly. Make money poisoning everyone? Make money dumbing? Why? Because you're assholes. Because you're from the chicken shit dimension. Because you globalists fundamentally hate yourselves and you project your hatred of yourself on others. Well, let me tell you something. I love myself. I'm not in love with myself. I don't think I'm perfect, but I'm in love with God that made me. I appreciate. I'm in love with consciousness. I'm in love with interfacing with the universe. I'm in love with discovery. I'm in love with humanity. I'm in love with sunsets and the little bluebirds in the sky. And my children bouncing on my knee and my grandchildren, hopefully in the future. So I can't hate everybody. I can't see them all as animals and figure out how to rip them off and screw them over and run them over. So I, cause I'm the ruler and I know how to screw these people over. But the globalists in my conversations with them always say the same thing. They say, you think you can lift these people up? You think. You're going to, you understand that even if you defeat us, they'll tear you limb from limb. So you might as well just get on board because you're a ruler, you're a boss, you need to understand the order of things. And it's all a sick distortion. It's all a lie. And I'm like, I am a boss. And I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to beat your minions, and we're going to lead humanity out of this. Because that's what bosses do. They don't shit all over their own species. That doesn't mean we don't crush bad, corrupt people or weak people that attack. Doesn't mean we don't have a super competitive society. We need maximum challenge. But notice the left says, oh, be lazy, be whatever. They don't want the survival of the fittest to kick in because they know they failed. They know they're weak. They know you're strong. And they're scared of you. As I said weeks ago, Zelensky's changed his body language. Europe's run out of money. Russia's winning decisively. Zelensky started to capitulate. This is now being reported today. Trump will only sign security guarantee with Ukraine after Zelensky agrees to surrender remaining U.S. territory and end the war with Russia. The reports are he's preparing to capitulate. Meanwhile, the doomsday clock set for the invention of the atomic bomb has made a 2026 announcement, says Earth is 85 seconds away from midnight, the closest we've ever been to nuclear war in our history. And I agree with that analysis. So that's obviously very, very important. Now, I'm going to come back in the next hour. I got some really interesting things for you. But before I do that, because I didn't plug last hour, I'm just going to say this again. My information is accurate in the main. Everything I do, I believe in. And so when I tell you the supplements are great, I know I say this all the time, but my God, they're excellent. And if I have one more person I know personally say, do the supplements really work? I'm going to strangle them. Because I say to friends and family, I go, have you ever known me to be a BSer? Have you ever known me? Well, no, I'm just asking, do they really work? Well, you think I'm going to sell something that doesn't work? Well, I mean, that's one of the few things I just want to slap somebody across the face. A, even if I was a sociopath, which I'm not, I want to sell you something that works so you want to get it again. It's like the true story, American Gangster with Denzel Washington. It's a great movie. Watch 10 times, at least. True story. Entrepreneurial black guy takes over the whole heroin market. He's like, why are they cutting it 10 times? I'm just going to sell pure heroin. Everybody will come to me. Well, I ain't selling heroin that hurts you. I'm selling you the best methylene blue, the best Shilajit, the best Irish sea moss, the best bovine colostrum, the best everything. And if you don't know what those things are, like I said, go look into it. You're missing out not getting it. But I do take a page from the American Gangster If I was going to be dealing heroin, I'd be dealing pure heroin. I mean, why would you not want your product to be good? If I was going to sell a car, you got to be the best car. What's a good salesman? Who are top salesmen? What do the best salesmen know? You get a product that sells itself. Like truth and justice and freedom. And the adventure of defending it. So the makers of Optimal Human at theoliveshieldstore.com have come up with a great nootropic mind fuel, a totally natural, supercharged, adaptogenic biohack, extraordinary, that has no letdown, no crash, and is good for your whole body with alpha GPC, citricoline, DMAE, GABA, the list goes on, special herbal ingredients, electrolytes, B vitamins, and more. In each case, it's just full of these babies. And for a limited time, every order of Mind Fuel gets a free atomic defense horse pill bottle that just has everything super good for your immune system and body, concentrated, kitchen sink, a pre-bottle of atomic defense with every single order of Mind Fuel. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we've got some of the coolest designs yet at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We got the New American Supply Company. And I designed it. I think it's great. And it is a good seller now. Again, that's my marketing department. Do I like something? I designed these. American Supply Company in tan, in black, in tan in the ball cap, in black in the ball cap. I think they're really cool. It's just fun. People ask, what's American Supply Company? You can explain it. We're supplying America with the information and the truth it needs for the future. We were established in 1776, baby, 250 years ago, and we're just getting started. But there's so many other, you know, I said I want the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's actually become a problem. Over 600 designs, ball caps, hoodies, T-shirts, sweaters. It's very obnoxious, actually. Some of the designs are okay. Some are amazing. Some are the best. The point is it's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I need funds to fight the enemy. I got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of irons in the fire. Your support sure makes it easier to smash the globalist and pull their teeth out politically nonviolently with pliers and gouge their eyeballs out nonviolently and smash their heads into bloody pulps nonviolently, metaphysically. Body slam them into pieces as you crush their ribs and pull their arms and legs out of their sockets nonviolently, politically. But you want somebody that'll rampage for you. You want somebody 1,000% totally committed in savage warfare against the enemy. You ain't got to turn me loose. You ain't got to pat me on the head. All you got to do is when I'm done after the day, stitch me up, give me a bowl of dog food and some water, and I'll roll over on my back and crash out till the next day. You can turn me loose in the arena one more time, and I'm going to go in there snapping and biting with everything I got because I love it. I hate these people so much, but I don't do this because I hate them. I do it because I love you, and I do love you so much. As long after I'm gone, you're going to continue on in the fight, just as I continue on after those before me. But it's out of respect to my ancestors. I can feel right now. Oh. Constantly pushing me, giving me everything I need. And I will never surrender. That's how God works. He gives us so many angles. God, your ancestors, your people today, your people in the future. It's a beautiful thing. It's as if God made it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Out of here in about 10 minutes. Harrison Smith's going to take over because I got to go finalize this big juicy lawsuit that is Death Star level coffin nails the bad guys. But I wanted to play a few clips here. I'll introduce the thing I'm going to play before he joins us next segment. You don't want to miss this coming up, by the way. Epic Black Reverend warns Don Lemon and leftist agitators, don't come here. You roll up in this church, it's going to be the Royal Rumble. And that dovetails with the former dictator of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, holding us hostage with a new viral release. And believe me, they mean business. So just remember who we're up against, folks. And just think about how beautiful it is that so many Hispanics, Asians, and black folks are waking up. Because I walk the streets of Austin in the country and I see it. And, you know, I had a guest on a week or so ago. And he was like, how dare you virtue signal to the brown people? Sorry, I ain't a white supremacist. I'm a human supremacist. And I'm here to get everybody on board, and we're going to do it no matter what all the leftists do or anybody tries. By the way, I haven't played this clip yet. Well, God almighty. Go ahead and go to these clips. Here it is.
Hey, y'all see when them people invaded that church the other day? Oh, yeah. Now, I just want to say to protesters and all of them, don't do that here. Amen. Don Lemon, don't come here. You roll up in this church doing stuff like that, and it's going to be the Royal Rumble. And the funny thing is, I'm not joking. We have worked hard. We built the church in the name of the Lord. We dedicated it to the Lord. It's built for worship. Our blood, sweat, tears, and finances are in this place. And some people who have never darkened the door of a church and never contributed one dime to it gonna roll up in here and disturb our service and scare our children and shout obscenities in the church. That will not stand in this church. That will not stand. That's not going to stand. Right? Amen. So I thought I'd bring that up. Just in case there's somebody out there who is thinking, amen, that's not going to stand.
What would your message be to someone who might right now be sitting in the shoes that you once filled as a prime minister of a country who is dealing with domestic backlash?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we've got to ask ourselves how we came to the point where something that is about the preservation of our planet for the future, next generation, how did that end up becoming so political? Because this really is, should in many ways be a very straightforward question. You know, if immediately within the next 5 years, someone said that without significant change, you run the risk of, you know, losing huge parts of our ecosystem, wildfires, tropical cyclones that will take many people's lives, and a planet that's so warm that people will die from from heat. If that presented itself with immediacy, then maybe we would be hearing different debates. But that is actually the consequence of indecision and inaction. There should be no politics in that. It should be much more straightforward. So to any politician, I would say endeavor to take the politics out, because that is only holding us back.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. That they have short teeth. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Hello, Wilbur. Now I got one more clip I want to play before I get this report. And that's of this Medusa lady that big tech pushes and forces on everybody, saying white people are the problem and Christians. And you look at these demonic hags, and I just call it like it is. You notice it's all these weird, barren, angry white women that are at war and want to abort the earth. And people need to just totally reject these scumbags. Then we got Extra Chill Goblin. And you know I love talking about goblins. I just don't want to catch Trump in bed with a goblin. In bed with a goblin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhistore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So Jennifer Welsh is just some foul-mouthed, you know, low IQ idiot leftist lady. I call her the sea hag, who constantly calls for violence against Trump supporters and the death of ICE and all this, even before they killed anybody. And in a recent clip came out yesterday, she says, white people and evangelicals are the scum of the earth. Then she misrepresents and says, we're these immoral people, and just makes up a bunch of crap. In fact, most evangelicals I know are good people, but they're not even really politically engaged. They're usually even pro-Israel and stuff. It's not even true. But here she is as a group saying they're bad. Imagine if she said black people are the problem or Jews the problem. I mean, what are you talking about? But this is par for the course. This is everywhere. You see it everywhere, and people are sick of it. Here she is.
So when you think about the Erica Kirks, the Life Church, the Joel Osteen of it all, and their desire to accumulate wealth while hoodwinking their flock into thinking they're super moral, this is a cancer. White evangelical Christianity is a cancer. These are the worst of our country. These are the worst people in our country because they use their religion in two ways, as a weapon and as a shield. They weaponize it whenever they want to and say, we're on the moral high ground. You're a lesbian. You deserve to die. You're a lesbian. The cops shouldn't have revived you.
Pause.
Oh, your parents.
Back up. No one said that woman deserved to die because she was a lesbian. She was ramming him with her car. Nobody said that. Again, she just makes up crap. Continue.
For Mexicans, and they brought you over here, yeah, you should go to jail and eat worm food. And then when you call them out on it, oh, my God.
Oh, stop again.
They're after.
You got 40 million illegals, a bunch of smuggled kids, a bunch of them criminal records. All the other countries deport people. So we don't have a country? We're not telling Mexicans eat worm food. Mexicans that are Americans. The majority of them agree with this. Continue.
Should go to jail and eat worm food. And then when you call them out on it, oh, my God. They're after the Christians. How dare they? How dare they? We're so oppressed. White Christians are so oppressed in this country. And they want it both ways because in the religion, that duplicity is taught. You can be morally duplicitous. Huh. You thrive in cognitive dissonance. And so this is just a massive, massive problem. And it should come as no surprise to anyone that of this cult that I'm talking about, white evangelicals, I think over 80% went and voted triple Trumped.
And now record numbers of blacks and Hispanics. You know it was Republicans to the Civil Rights Act. You know it was Republicans that were the abolitionists. You know that when I went to evangelical and Baptist churches, all I heard about was loving all the races under Jesus. Like, I didn't, before the left ever did all that. Like, you guys act like there's KKK rallies going on at evangelical events. Any black person ever gone, well, you go any evangelical church, it's like mixed. And a bunch of black churches are evangelical. Anybody who's evangelical knows that's a lie. I mean, that is a lie. That is crazy. Evangelical churches are the most unracist thing there is in reality. But not according to this hag. You didn't know there were KKK meetings going on at those? Black folks are evangelical. They're like, God, this lady's a liar. Yeah, because you know. But she's talking to people that don't know. All right, I saw this. And then Harris has come in with big breaking news before he comes on to his own show. The last 15 minutes or so, Harris has got some big breaking news. Stay with us for that. But I wanted to air this because I got sent this and I saw this and I watched most of it. I didn't see it all this morning. It's like 30 minutes long, but I watched part of it. And the guy's saying he's criticizing me because you do that, you don't get banned by the algorithm. But he does get to the end saying, wow, Alex got everything he wanted with Trump. That's why he's supporting Trump. Yeah, it's way better than what we have with Democrats. Exactly. We built this for Trump. It's not perfect, but it's way better. But he shows really kind of what I've done over the years and the fact that what the corporate media says about me is not who we are. He also says, though, that I'm not into the left-right paradigm anymore. No, I'm exposing the left-right paradigm. The old Republican Party and Democrats were working together, and it was staged. With Trump, it's different. That's why all hell's breaking loose, because this is what we built. We built the runway for Trump. And he's just one surfer coming on the waves we created. So he pretty much gets it. I thought it was entertaining and informative. We'll air that. He's also got a pretty ridiculous name, Extra Chill Goblin. We always like goblin jokes. I don't know why. I made goblin jokes years ago. They came super viral, so whatever. So here's Extra Chill Goblin, and then Harrison Smith takes over. Here it is.
This is massive. This is how George Bush dresses up. Right here. We got them on tape. This is how they dress up. Right here. In red and black robes. A little more pointy, though, like the Klan. We've got him on tape. This is how George Bush dresses.
Right? He's like trying to make the hood point. He's, but it's not perfect, all right? Well, listen, it didn't totally live up to my expectations or anything. He's pulling
yeah,
up
I was doing it to
it's
be
more
silly.
Pointy and scary. Imagine this, it doesn't look silly and ridiculous. Imagine this, but it's not an embarrassing, humiliating moment for me. Think about it. Think of it. Hey, it's the Goblin Queen. Waking life. Alex Jones scene. Because this will maybe even make you like Alex Jones.
You can't fight City Hall.
You guys see Waking Life? It's a fully rotoscoped movie. It's like every frame they've drawn over a video. It's really trippy-ass movie. I remember getting really into this in high school. But yeah, so at the time, Alex Jones was a charismatic, kind of almost a street preacher. You just go out and he'd yell into his microphone and be like, listen, the old global elites are us. We got to do something about it. Yeah, they're both Austin guys. So Linklater would have seen him in town. And like, that guy seems interesting. You know, I mean, I will say, my theory with Alex Jones is this dude would have been set for life if instead of going into conspiracy fear-mongering, if he'd gone into improv. I think he's one of the most naturally gifted improvisers ever. So here he is. Here he is just spouting off. Linklater recorded him and then rotoscoped it into this cool, trippy movie. Let's watch. Like, preach, dude. Yeah. I also hate people trying to control my life. And I also want freedom.
What I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to try.
And I find it frustrating that people don't care about this shit as much as I do. Or at least that's how it feels sometimes. I think everybody generally wants to be free. Nobody likes to be controlled, but, you know, you go. I wonder if Alex Jones was the one who convinced Rogan to move to Austin in the first place. I wonder.
Bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Yeah, I know. His voice did sound quite different back then. Wait, why can't I? Yeah, his voice sounds different back then, but you can also hear when he yells, He yells so much, that's why he talks like that now. That's why his voice, you hear his voice, and you can also hear him doing to his voice the thing that makes it sound so f***ed up. Cool movie, if you haven't seen that one. You know, don't watch it sober. You know, but it's good. You know, I can show you guys some more shit about Alex Jones. Let's check out, I think the what was it, the documentary he did with Ron Johnson where they both went to Bohemian Grove? And Secret Rulers of the World. Here we go.
Feel your ancestors!
All right. So this is your ancestors. So it sounds a little fashy, but all right. This is a documentary that was made alongside of Alex Jones' documentary about Bohemian Grove by John Ronson, the British journalist who, you know, he wrote The Men Who Stare at Goats, So You've Been Publicly Shamed. I really like, oh yeah, here we go. Here's Alex in his son's bedroom.
This is like 10,000 people on some holidays eating their children's hearts. This is all real. And we see decadent.
This is what InfoWars, this was the InfoWars studio before he made this Bohemian Grove documentary. You know, it's literally like
empires and their final stages
bedroom.
Of corruption. As they become insane throughout history, engaging in mass.
And he's just a guy. What he's able to just sit in front of a fucking microphone and talk forever and always sound like he knows what he's talking about, even when he's completely making it up. He is one of the most talented broadcasters we've ever had. But I want to show you.
Mass murder.
Specifically, where is it? So they're about to sneak into Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones and his cameraman, Mike. They dress up, they go out and buy khakis, and they try to dress all preppy and stuff. There's a kind of a funny part too where it shows them getting, this is like the makeover scene where they're like trying on the different, you know, stuff.
Mike, for a second. Thank you. So there's like this one I'll probably end up wearing.
Looks so handsome.
And then there's this hat.
Let me try that one.
No.
Let me see that one.
Yeah.
Nice stuff they wear.
Very, very fun watching Alex Jones get into character for this. But yo. Get this. Oh, I haven't seen that. That sounds so interesting to me. The Alex Jones Noam Chomsky interview? Yo, that sounds crazy. I would love to listen to that. But anyway, what I really wanted to show you was once they get their costumes, they do a little rehearsal where they're like, okay, let's pretend that we're elites and we're walking around. Like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to do? All right, here we go. So here's them. And remember what I say, Alex Jones should have been an improviser. You know, he should have been a comedian, improviser. If he had just been like a fucking guy who did Dropout, you know, or Whose Line Is It Anyway, God, what a better world we'd be in today. But here we go.
Conversations.
We're just going to walk normally as we would, calmly, la la la. There's me guys sitting there, and we're fat cats, so let's go ahead. But seriously, David, as fast as microprocessors are starting to move, it's getting down to a molecular level. The question is, at what level will just the actual basics of science stop us from making these systems smaller? And it's the entire nanotechnology revolution that I find to be most dynamic.
I agree.
Do you like that?
You know, it's like, I mean, so I don't know if you can pick up what is going on there, but Alex Jones, this is Alex Jones pretending to be an elite globalist, and he's trying to talk casually, confidently about things that he imagines one of these people would talk about. And the thing that he's talking about is microprocessors and nanotechnology that now we've got them down to as small as you can physically make them, smaller than a molecule or whatever. And it's just so funny to me the way he's able to just, yeah, sure, let me do it. And he's just immediately able to do it. And you can see his camera guy, Mike, is probably like me or any normal person, not just able to jump into something like that. You know, and they do a couple of
reasons. That's what we did last time.
You can say, I agree.
I don't know. It's just going to be natural when we do it. I don't think we should practice, you know, conversations. I think we should just do it. What comes up, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, go ahead. But I really want to know your opinion of nanotechnology.
Look how easily he drops in. He's born for this.
Okay, go ahead. But I really want to know your opinion of nanotechnology. I mean, you've been studying it so closely. We've already got these transistors down to the size of molecules.
This time he's like, Mike didn't really get in on this. And now he's like platforming him. He's like telling him about his character. Well, you've been doing this research.
Question is, when will the science, just the basic laws, stop our progress in the miniaturization process? Doctor.
Are you sure you don't look too preppy?
Well, here we go. The moment of truth. We're driving down. It's a Saturday night here in Occidental in the Bohemian Grove.
Rich guy, casually. Sam Rich. And Alex, your prompt is rich guy casually strolling into Bohemian Grove. He's like, oh, okay.
Oh boy, can you imagine? All right.
I do find, I'll show you another thing I've seen from Alex Jones. There's a video that some guy made who's a fan of Alex, and he thought that Alex was really spitting one day and was like, him talking about the elite. And I just thought, it sounds like Chomsky, but stupid. It sounds like a dumb Alex Jones dressing preppy looks like a guy who owns an air conditioner repair place. Yeah. Listen to this. This is somebody heard Alex Jones say this and they made this animation of Alex Jones. Alex Jones explains how the elite control politics. This is the shit that I like. I like this shit. I'm actually interested in this subject. This is why I get so into Domhoff. How do the elite control politics? How do a class of people, what we call the elite, the upper class corporate, you know, connected people, how do they exert their influence on politics? How is this very large group of people able to pursue their shared interests separately and together at the same time? How are they able to have this sort of cohesion at a place like Bohemian Grove offers? And this is how Alex explains it.
I wanted to draw a picture for listeners out there, a very simple, crude picture that describes effectively the false left-right paradigm. The Republican Party props up the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party props up the Republican Party.
This is another thing he used to say all the time. Don't really hear him say this anymore, but he used to talk, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a patriot. I'm an American patriot. I don't like believing this left-right thing. I don't think there's any of that. Oh, that's bull. He wouldn't make this same point today, but he's talking about how the two parties prop each other up.
If you had one of the political parties standing on its own, when the wind came along, it would just fall over. When pressure, revolutionary pressure from the population not liking what's going on, or new groups wanting the power structure, which is the main source of revolution. Most of it is driven by evil, just like the elite is driven by evil.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this rants from, it's definitely from the Bush era. So it'll be after 9/11. I'm not sure exactly when.
Very rare to have an altruistic revolution. By itself, a single party system will fall over. Okay? But.
That's not even true, but okay.
If there was only one, it would fall over easily.
I mean, there are dictatorships and one-party states that seem pretty structurally sound, but I get that you're trying to say that they prop each other up. You're making a different point, but okay.
If you take the two-party systems and you lean them up against each other, this part,
he just explains, so far he's like, they prop each other up, and he just spends 3 minutes making that same point without adding anything to it.
It's basically the arch, their force going together. Keeps them together.
And I love the guy animating it too. He's like, yep. And he's trying to show you what he says. Yeah, it's just the same thing. Yeah, they prop each other up.
And makes it become a very strong, stable platform on which they can build their hierarchical New World Order system.
Okay.
Okay?
New World Order, we've talked a little bit about on the stream various times. Really, really stupid, delusional idea that the governments want, the elite want there to only be one government that rules over everyone on Earth, which is not the case.
So the current two-party system has been dominated and bought up and controlled by the elite that sits atop it.
True.
Now, the elite with a one-party system would not be balanced on...
And he's like, okay, now we're going back to the one-party system. It's like, okay, man, how do you think China works, man?
Top of one party. They would be subject to being toppled.
Why?
Being pushed over easily.
Yeah, if there was just the Democrats in America and there was no other party... Yeah, people would be furious, but you can't just say that's the case with all one party.
But you put the two parties up against each other, they form a royal arch.
Right, you just said that.
And now it's very hard to separate those two because they're leaning up against each other. I mean, this is really simple, but I want to explain this to people. Check it out, folks.
Okay, I don't get
it. Why do you see so many leftists who mean well, like Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello, or Henry Rollins?
He's like... Why do you see so many leftists who mean well, like Raging Against the Machine? You think Raging Against the Machine likes the Democrats?
Who are right on so many issues, but then believe in leftist policies. We need a global carbon tax.
So this is what he's saying. So he's like, but isn't it interesting the way he's talking? Because this is how I talk about a lot of right-wing conspiracy theorists, where I'm like, a lot of these, you know, right-wing conspiracy guys they're so right about 90% of it, and in the last second, they're like, and that's why we should murder immigrants or whatever, you know, maybe not that intense, but they have some thing. Royal arch. I mean, I don't really know. Is that a term? I think he's just saying when the two parties lean against each other, they form an arch, and he's calling it a royal arch because it sounds cool. That's my best guess.
But there's an elite funding then. No. The elite, the big corporations are against it because the media.
But here's the thing. This is the fucking 2000s, and he's arguing that, you know, carbon tax, which is a very milquetoast, not effective way, I can tell you as a Canadian, not an effective way to reduce carbon emissions, mostly punishes, you know, people who drive cars at the bottom of the spectrum, not as much the oil companies themselves. And Alex Jones is literally arguing here, no, don't you see? The elite, they want us to stop using oil. The elite want us to kill the oil industry. They don't want us to have oil. They don't want us to keep drilling for oil. That's what the elite want. And when you put in the carbon tax, you're helping the elite. And it's literally the opposite is true. Look into the Koch brothers. Look at what they were doing at this time, funding all of these commercials showing these, all of this Citizens United, all of this massive billions of dollars spent to brainwash people into believing this that the oil is, you know, necessary, that global warming isn't real. Alex, you got tricked. These other guys, Morello and, you know, Henry Rollins, they were right. I mean, again, carbon tax, not great. But yeah, who can forget that epic Rage Against the Machine song about carbon taxes? Some of those that pay taxes are the same that burn gases. That could actually work. Fuck you.
Media advertises that big corporations and oil companies.
Okay, you got there first. Some of those that work forces are the same that roll coals is.
Against it, Henry Rollins doesn't know, doesn't have the documents.
And this is another thing that pisses me off so much about Alex Jones. His whole thing, he's always like, and I got the documents right here. I got them right here. And he'll pick up just a random piece of paper. I got it right here. This is like a known fact. We know this. It says it right here. Look. And he'll show it, like wave it too fast so you can't. Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah. Actually, it turns out oil is good for the earth and the elites. It says right here. I have the documents. This is the problem is the Morello. He hasn't read this. If he read this, he would see. But I don't know how he would ever read it because, like, I never actually show the documents or tell you what they are even, or tell you where you can get them or upload them to my website, which I could easily do, but for some reason I don't. But you just kind of got to believe me. I got documents. I have the documents. That's what he said. That's what he fucking kept saying all through Pizzagate. We got sources. Sources tell us this. Some high-level sources, absolute, very reliable, trustworthy. You got to trust me. Have I ever lied to you? The dude has said that to Joe Rogan so many times. Joe, have I ever said something that was from a source that didn't actually exist? Answer me honestly. Have I ever done that? And Rogan will be like, no, of course not. You always have sources. You just, for some reason, never show us what they are.
He doesn't understand that actually that's part of a sophisticated game that, oh, the big corporations say publicly, we don't want this. It's bad, while they actually fund it. They know the public's awake to the fact that they're corrupt. So the public will be fooled and go and support the agenda.
What a brain dead way to think about the world. What a brain dead way to think about the world. And then he has the nerve to be like, and these leftists, they mean well. They just don't understand because they don't have these documents. They don't know that actually oil is good and that will help us. The more we drill, the better our lives will be. What a stupid, literally doing the bidding of the elite. Sam Cedar has a line where he's like, if Alex Jones didn't exist, the CIA would invent him. God, this guy's so useful to those people.
It's please don't throw me in the briar patch. It's the old briar rabbit situation.
Briar rabbit.
Here's the political field, and this is where the population resides.
And I love that the guy animating this, he must have heard this and be like, whoa, that's so true. And he ripped it and he was like, I'm going to do a whole animation. And then I guarantee you, as he was animating, because I've done shit like this too, as he's animating, he's like, it's a lot of the same imagery over and over again. Okay, I guess I'll put people in this one.
Here's the political field, and this is where the population resides. And then we supposedly, through the grassroots, come up into the political party.
Okay, so yeah, I think this was, I mean, at least the animation was done during the campaign between Obama and McCain. So this would have been around 2008, the end of the Bush era.
Okay. And then they lean on each other, as I was saying earlier, and support each other.
Yeah, yeah. You said that they lean on each other a number of times.
If they're standing alone.
Yep, no, got that. If they're standing alone, the resistance can...
Pressure of revolution or of new power structures will easily topple it and blow it over. But
not true, but I heard you say that. Yeah.
Leaning together, it's not going to fall down. Okay? Now, I know that's simple. But let me give you an everyday example of this. As I said, the left sees all of these evil mainline Republicans who we know are liars and who the media even exposes as being liars. They see them lying about everything else. So if the Republicans come out and say...
Yeah! We're going to make it, men!
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're against a global carbon tax. Well, then, by God, I'm for a global carbon tax.
That is true. I mean, I do think that that's an issue, is that everybody's just always anti-Republican, even when they're right, which is barely ever. But occasionally, I can't even think of an example off the top of my head, but I know I have seen this. People just disagree with Trump because he's Trump. You know, it's not a massive issue, though. It doesn't really happen that much.
And so that's how the two sides leaning up against each other give the other side support.
What do you mean? You just said the same thing 18 times. What are you talking about? What conclusion did you get there from there?
Oh, Democrats over here, Republicans over here, Republicans attack Barack Obama.
Okay.
And then the Democrats attack John McCain. And then the population who's down here is trained to see John McCain as representing them personally, as being their daddy, of where their personal power comes from, of their camp, their brand name, their brand of soda, their brand of automobile, Ford or Chevy. And so this is a controlled paradigm. And so we have Republicans attacking Democrats, and that's the force against them.
Yeah, okay, so I'm still hearing the thing about them leaning against each other. But doesn't this sound like if Chomsky was an idiot? It's like the whole, as Chomsky will talk about, the spectrum of acceptable political thought, the Overton window, that, you know, very lively debate is able to be held within this tiny, tiny little area on the political spectrum that's more to the right. And anything outside of that sounds insane. And Jones is sort of saying that, but he's not really saying anything at all. He's saying that the overall thing is the two parties are the same, and leftists mean well, but they're actually helping the elite.
And you have Democrats attacking Republicans, and that's the force against them. And really, it's one unit supporting themselves and contending.
Yeah, Chomsky without Marx. Chomsky without, class, an understanding of class dynamics.
Meaning revolution, so that the people who were down here...
Also... I hate to say it, with way more charisma than Chomsky. Imagine somebody with the charisma of Alex Jones and the brain of Chomsky and without any of the Epstein connections of Chomsky. That is what we need. That's what we need in this world.
Never learned that there is a world outside of this control paradigm. We are locked within the left-right paradigm. And then it becomes this huge pageant, this huge distraction where we analyze every facet of the two political parties, never realizing they themselves are simply a front or puppets for a larger power structure. Now, this is incredibly simple, but that's how this works. And then the two parties can limit the issues that are debated to this control paradigm. They can limit the scope of differences, which, if you look at it, there's almost no difference between the two, instead of getting the people to look outside the box at the wider world.
Yeah, trying to find the Chomsky quote I'm thinking of here, but Caitlin Johnstone's website. One second. Here we go. Okay, so here's what Chomsky said about the Overton window. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum, even encourage the more critical and dissident views. That gives people the sense that there's free thinking going on, while all the time the presuppositions of the system are being reinforced by the limits put on the range of debate. Which is like, Jones must have read this, right? There's enough of Chomsky in what Jones was saying there that I'm like, does he know what he's talking about? A lot of fascism comes from right-wing people who have reprehensible views will hear a left-wing populist say something and be like, ooh, that sounded good. Let me steal that, the aesthetics of that, or some of the language there and some of the way that speaks to the, you know, masses, you know, the stagnating masses yearning for freedom, whatever. Let me take some of that, but the actual substance of it, let me remove it and replace it with total or bigotry. You know, this is why the Nazis call themselves National Socialists. Yeah. This is why Steve Bannon right now is talking about how we need to, the U.S. needs to have Medicare for all, free healthcare. So, you know, fascists need to do that shit. I probably heard Henry Rollins quote Chomsky or something. It doesn't seem he really understood it, but yeah, like, he is the guy he's talking about, trapped in the paradigm, if he even is. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to figure out sometimes what he even believes, what he even thinks. I think right now he's a complete sellout and a psychopath who's totally partisan, you know. And I do think, I mean, I understand that the Republican Party, Trump is the I think AOC said something like, Trump is the symptom, he's not the disease, right? The Republican Party has been trending towards Donald Trump for long before Trump entered politics himself. But I can sort of see the way that Trump is different than any other Republican president, and the way that Alex Jones has glommed onto him and become such a full-throated supporter, I don't think that is purely hypocritical. I just think that it reveals the fucked up evil politics that Alex Jones actually had the whole time, even while he was, you know, trying to act like he was this man of the people, talking about how the two-party system and blah, 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 blah. I think that there is a sense in that Trump does represent what Jones wanted all along. I don't know if that makes sense, but
Yeah,
he bought into Trump early hard. I think he's stuck now.
Yeah.
Or yeah, it could also be as simple as that. Yeah, he definitely did. And I think that, you know, if you look at him during Pizzagate, I kept getting the sense when I was making my video on Pizzagate, watching so much InfoWars, I kept getting the sense, oh man, he really thinks that Trump is going to lose. He's so certain that Trump is going to lose. So all this shit about Hillary being Satan, kills babies, blah, 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 blah. This was intended to become ammunition for what he assumed to be the Hillary Clinton era. He did not expect Trump to win. And when Trump won, that kind of backfired on him in a way, where he was never supposed to be a guy who was so in favor of, you know, politician. What did he know about Bush? I mean, he didn't actually, I can show you, we still have it up here. So here's Alex Jones' documentary about Bohemian Grove. Check out how it ends. This is the end. Here he is. He's going to yell at Bush through his megaphone.
I want to make it clear
and
that
his friend here is wearing a George Bush
Republican
mask.
Nor Democrat.
And he's got like this.
But the facts speak for itself. George Bush Sr., Jr., even their grandfather Prescott Bush were all members of the Bohemian
Club.
A cult
practitioner. Oops.
So we dropped by.
A cult practitioner, Bohemian Grove. Yeah,
well, let them know that we're fully aware of their activities.
This is massive. This is how George Bush dresses up. Right here. We got them on tape. This is how they dress up. Right here. In red and black robes. A little more pointy, though, like the Klan. We've got them on tape. This is how George Bush dresses.
He's like trying to make the hood point. He's, but it's not perfect, all right? Well, listen, it didn't totally live up to my expectations or anything. He's pulling up the top of it. It's more pointy and scary. Imagine this, but it doesn't look silly and ridiculous. Imagine this, but it's not an embarrassing, humiliating moment for me. Think about it. Think of it. This was him in 2000, before this documentary came out. He wanted to form a mob, you know, in front of the fucking steps of power. This is what he could put together. There's one guy. And then smash cut to Jan 6th.
Yeah, when he's in the Bohemian Grove. This is how he dresses on television. Absolutely conservative for family values. He is nothing.
George Bush is not a conservative. He's not for family values. He is nothing.
But a Luciferian twit. A Luciferian twit, boy.
Luciferian twit.
He may be the Luciferian over here. The march. The evil run.
Yeah, that's very Spirit Halloween, yeah.
Of a new world order.
Bush, a cult practitioner, and then it says Bohemian Grove, really small underneath. I can't believe that he even included this.
We stand firm. We stand strong.
And there's something on the other side, too. What does it say?
Death of a new world order. We stand firm.
What does it say? Infowars.com.
Infowars. We stand strong against your evil, Bush, and we're going to get this story, and we're going to continue to push it, because the
like, there's people watching. There's something magnetic about him, right? He is kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? Something about the way he talks makes him kind of fascinating. But there aren't people supporting the thing.
That you are part of a 3,000-plus-year-old devil cult for the Al Moloch from Babylon as well as time. We have the high priest admitting all this. We have it on videotape. It is documented. A Luciferian devil worshiper. Already people all over Austin are talking about it. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of your minion.
He says several times in this documentary and in other places, but in this documentary, he says several times, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a right wing, left wing, blah, 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 blah. I hate communists and I hate Satan or whatever. But it's like, oh, so you're a Republican then. But no, I guess both parties hate communists and Satan. But yeah, I don't know. He's clearly a right wing guy who's unhappy with both parties and thinks of them both as this sort of elite class. And he's not wrong about that. But his analysis about why that is is something about, you know, I guess just for him going to Bohemian Grove, the important thing to understand is that that ceremony is a satanic child sacrifice to Moloch. He's not interested in the actual class dynamics at play here, the way that Domhoff is and how Domhoff talks about this class cohesion and the way that all of these people from pretty disparate parts of elite, you know, America, you got the oil guys in the South and you got the Wall Street guys. These are not people who will just instantly get along and agree on everything. So they have an event like Bohemian Grove where they can all hang out and they can talk to each other and they can get to know each other and they can have an understanding of the elite class around the country and have a sense of belonging, right? Yeah. He used to be friends with Hicks. Is that true? As a lot of people also think that Bill Hicks is Alex Jones, that Bill Hicks didn't die. He just became Alex Jones. That is a very popular theory. He did a video with Hicks outside the Waco compound? Really? I mean, that would make sense. They were both very into that. Okay.
Check, we're waking your minions up every day with the hardcore evidence. We know your father.
Skull and Bones documentary. I think this is the one that they did after Bohemian Grove. And then he theorized that, which is completely untrue and made up, zero evidence for this. He thinks that Skull and Bones created Bohemian Grove. It was based on Skull and Bones. No, man. Bill Hicks, Alex Jones. Well, here's somebody who, you can see all of the results here are people who think that they're the same guy. Let's just see one of those for fun.
Contracted, I mean, it was like a good rent-a-car.
Take a look at Reno and her serpent-like advisors behind her, and all she is a clicking, sputtering lizard, a vessel that international evil is just pouring into.
Man, that's Alex Jones.
You, well, enough semantics, back the program.
That doesn't sound anything like Bill Hicks. And it says he didn't have the fake voice worked out yet in 1994. That was his first year playing the character of Alex Jones.
Help wake some people up about what's going on in our nation. Hope this is... Help wake some people up about what's going on in our nation.
That does sound crazy, though. That does not sound like... him at all. 1984.
All right, Austin, I think my mic's back up, and I put that together this week. It's kind of a compilation of different stuff I've run. There you have it. In your face, and they're not ashamed one damn bit of what they're doing, and they are really getting the dregs of society now into our law enforcement, especially our federal law enforcement, and they're rooting
out. He would have been 20 in 1994. How old is Alex Jones? 1974. Yeah, yeah. He would have been exactly 20 years old in that clip. So, yeah, he sounds different because he hasn't been screaming for a few decades straight, destroying his throat.
People. It's not just Alex Jones. It's people like Frederick Whitehurst. He's one of the heads of the FBI crime lab. When the Sterling Record came out and said that this is wrong.
But yeah, people think that that literally is Bill Hicks. I don't know that they ever met. Alex Jones accepts Bill Hicks Award. Alex Jones is Bill Hicks documentary. Alex Jones called Bill three times live on air. Bill Hicks never died. Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. Alex Jones is lying to us, secretly Bill Hicks. Has Alex Jones been replaced? Where did Bill Hicks go? Alex Jones' own son, Rex Jones, admits his father is legendary comedian Bill Hicks. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I don't know that they ever met. I mean, maybe they did. And Waco would make sense for way. Oh, there's a clip of him near the end.
He said the FBI has been manufacturing evidence. I've had the newspaper articles here, but your police are authorized to send them. Homicide and just everything. Investigators, you know.
The lingerie, probably from that little flub at the beginning of the stream. This has been a weird. This has been a weird stream. This has been a very unplanned, kind of all over the place stream. But I've been having fun with it. But you know what? It's past the witching hour, and I better go, or Fiance Goblin will be upset that she has so much to edit. And yeah, if you do know anybody, if you have that clip of Hicks and Jones meeting, I would love to see it. If it exists, I'd be super curious. So I'm going to throw you guys the Discord link. If anybody isn't in the Discord, hop in there, get in the Gobcord. It's good. There's been a lot of activity lately. We've been doing a lot of kind of research. We go over the Epstein files, go over whatever stuff we want. It's been cool.
Very, very good stuff. The legendary Alex Jones revisiting some of his early successes. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm the host of The War Room. We start at 3 p.m., but I'm starting a little early today. Thanks to Alex for letting me take over his show. You can, of course, follow us on X at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. I do have a bunch of breaking news of stuff that's happened here. Quick side note, there absolutely is video of Alex opening for Bill Hicks, unless I'm crazy. Wasn't it Bill Hicks and Doug Stanhope, and he was opening for them? And I know this. I have a weird connection with this. How funny is this? They know each other because of a producer named Kevin Booth, who Funnily enough, I knew in middle school because he was friends with my algebra teacher in sixth grade, which happened to be the class I was in when 9/11 happened. I don't know if any of these things are meaningful, but they are to me. A lot of stuff has happened. A lot of stuff is breaking in the last couple hours in Minneapolis and Minnesota. And it's a mixed bag. I was going to say none of it good, but it is a mixed bag. The cops have, of course, been unleashed on anti-ICE rioters near Minneapolis. Violent anti-deportation protesters targeted a second Minnesota hotel, which they believe housed immigration officials Monday night, but local police responded with force. Officers ordered protesters to leave the Spring Hill Suites hotel area due to property damage and objects being thrown at law enforcement. Headline here. Minneapolis police actually start doing their job. Maybe now the chaos will subside because, as we know, or as everybody should know at this point, what ICE is doing is nothing new. They're doing in Minneapolis what they're doing all over the country. They're doing what they've been doing since the agency was established, which it's not that old, but it's been around for a little while. It's been around for long enough that during Obama's administration, CNN would go on, you know, ride-bys or ride-alongs with ICE as they went to arrest illegal aliens and would treat it with respect and dignity and acknowledging that it was a crucial aspect of law enforcement that these guys were putting their lives on the line to try to carry out. And that was all fine. And it was always fine. ICE carrying out the deportations, even now in major cities, the local police, if they have somebody with a deportation order, hand them over to ICE. Bing, bang, boom. No problem. It is only the deliberate interference from the local authorities in Minneapolis and Minnesota that is causing all of this trouble and all of these problems. And it looks like things have gotten so out of hand, and I have to wonder if this doesn't have to do with the signal chat, considering that it was discovered a huge number of people in Minnesota in particular, well, Minnesota in general, but Minneapolis in particular, their local government, a lot of these people are in the signal chat, helping to lead the signal chat and possibly using city resources to help the anti-ICE so-called protesters. We'll get to that in just a second. They're not protesters. To be a protester, you have to protest, not just interfere with cops. But this is one of the little fibs that, you know, individually, not that big of a deal, combine them all and they build the giant facade of delusion that leftists operate under. And that is really the biggest thing we have to face at this point, is the overwhelming insanity of the left. They are genuinely delusional. I know it's like left versus right, but like, guys, we gotta be able to define half of the country that is living in Oz, that is living with King Friday in the land of make-believe, because it's not even arguable what these people believe. They are crazy. I'll show you some videos in just a second. Let me get through the headlines, but good Lord. Because they're crazy, but then they act on their craziness. I'll explain to you in a second. Trump signs executive order for feds to take over LA's nightmare wildfire rebuild and huge boost for victims. This is very good news. It's been over a year since the Palisades burned because of a variety of, you know, contributing factors, all of which stem from the same source, spring from the same source, which is leftism. I don't want to be a partisan dude, but it's like, they didn't put out the fire because there's some sort of endangered wildlife there. They didn't have the money or the organization because they have DEI hires running everything in California, but particularly the fire mitigation agencies. And all of these things combine to destroy millions of people's or thousands of people's lives and everything they've ever owned. And a year later, it's still not rebuilt again, because of the generalized leftism that keeps California incapable of doing anything positive ever. Negative things they can do with abandon. It's amazing. They can, what they can accomplish if it's negative. Like if it's handing out booze to homeless people, you better believe they're good at that. I mean, it's like already happening. It's crazy. I'm not even exaggerating. They literally have a government program handing out bottles of vodka to homeless people. Look it up. They can do that. If it's that type of thing, it's done, it's funded, it's $100 million a year, and the homeless people are getting booze, absolutely. If it's rebuilding the home that was burned down because of your incompetence, well, it's been a year and nothing's happened. So now Trump is taking over.
He's sidestepping thumb-twiddling California Democrats with an executive order aimed at fast-tracking the rebuilding of Los Angeles a year after devastating wildfires torched the entire city block and left thousands homeless. Quote, I want to see if we can take over the city and state and just give the people the permits they want to build, Trump told California Post Friday in an exclusive Oval Office interview. And it seems to me like this is probably at odds with the designs of those in California looking to take advantage of the situation and perhaps turn this prime real estate that just so happened to be burned. You can probably pick that up at rock bottom prices and turn it into a 15-minute city type of thing. By the way, today on War Room, I'm going to be joined by Joel Webbin in the third hour. He's got a new book that'll be very interesting. But I'm going to spend a lot of time today talking about the UK, because the UK just agreed to divide Oxford into 6 15-minute cities, perfectly in line with the World Economic Forum, because the UK at this point is like speed-running dystopia. Yeah, that'll be the title for our segment today. The UK's speed-running dystopia. In the last year, they've like gotten rid of jury trials, passed these insane anti-hate acts. They've set up like a fast-track system so that people can be tried and convicted in like a couple hours for things that they posted online. They are doing the 15-minute city thing. I can't even remember the other crap they're doing. Oh, well, also at the same time trying to get into war with Russia. It's just completely insane. So I'll be talking about that a lot today. It's not going to be all American politics. You probably heard this. Alex Preddy was known to feds and had a rib broken in anti-ICE protest a week before he was killed by Border Patrol. Alex Preddy was known to the feds and suffered a broken rib in a violent confrontation with agents a week before Border Patrol agents killed him in Minneapolis, according to a report. Preddy, an ICU nurse, told a pal he saw ICE agents chasing what he described as a family on foot and stopped his car during the earlier incident around a week before he was shot last Saturday. So not his first rodeo, you might say. Now, was it a rodeo? No. Was it a protest? Also, no. So you might as well call it a rodeo. Maybe that's what we should do. Just instead of referring to these things as protests, I mean, we need another word because these are not protests. I said this like 10 times on my show yesterday, not to beat you over the head with it, but protesting as a word has a definition. It defines and describes certain activities. If the police are trying to arrest a criminal and you physically intervene in that, that in no way is a protest. Like you can have a Venn diagram. You've got protest, you've got illegal activity. They don't overlap. It's just not a protest. In the same way that robbing a bank isn't a protest just because you used words. It's not protected by the First Amendment. Right? Do you understand that it's actually the behavior and the actions you're engaged in? Anyway, we'll get into that in the war room as well. We'll also get into this. TikTok is investigating why some users can't write Epstein in messages. Yes, folks, we made a deal with China to allow 600,000 of their students into our universities. In exchange, Israel got to take over TikTok, and now they are using that to censor anti-Semitism, by which I mean censor private messages and factual information about the Epstein situation. All right, I'm going to go get ready for the war room. Again, we've got Joel Webbin in the third hour. I'm going to talk a lot about the UK, a lot about TikTok, a lot about the insanity still continuing to go on in Minneapolis and Minnesota and what Trump could and should be doing about it. And I want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I actually just got a message. I have one of the new energy shots waiting for me. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. It keeps us alive. It keeps us on the air. And it keeps us fighting. And you can keep fighting with the new Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel. It actually tastes really good. Like I've tried some energy shots, and some of them don't taste good at all. This tastes really good, but it's not the taste you're buying it for. It's the nootropic power, the Mind Fuel Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Zero calories, no caffeine, but energy all day. Go there to support us. Keep us on the air and keep yourself energized. And join me on the War Room when it starts in about 90 seconds. Infowars.com, Bandai Video. Share those links.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.